It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Theo one, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park on scenic Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching along on the Bally Live app. Hello, everyone. What's going on? So great to be back with you alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz, home game number two of the 2024 campaign for the Brooklyn Cyclones. The pitching matchup this afternoon is a good one for the Cyclones. It'll be the right-hander and the two-way player, Nolan McLain, 2023 Mets draftee, making his High A debut in Brooklyn, where he will oppose the right-hander Nick Swanson, who gets the nod for Asheville. With that, we welcome you on in, perched high above home plate, getting you set for Brooklyn and Asheville on this Wednesday matinee, first matinee of the 2024 home season for the Cyclones. Well, last night's home opener, another home opener that went the way of Brooklyn. Cyclones have now taken five of their last six inaugural home games at Maimonides Park to begin the calendar. And for Brooklyn now, an opportunity today to win back-to-back games for the first time this season. Cyclones, of course, dropped the first three games on the road against Wilmington, but they do respond rather emphatically with a Game 1 win of the home slate last night over the Asheville Tourists. It was a 3-0 final, game that didn't really have a ton of offense. If you like good pitching, it was a game for you. The biggest offensive highlight was Ryan Clifford planting a ball to deep left center field for some late Brooklyn insurance in the eighth inning. That made it a 3-0 ball game. But the story of the game yesterday, as we just alluded to, was really the pitching. And you could say, yeah, okay, Brandon Sproat only goes 2 2/3. Not necessarily a lengthy outing that jumps off the page. But he was still effective. Only surrendered one hit, punched out five, didn't allow any runs, did walk five, and that is what indeed inflated that pitch count and led to him getting pulled after 2 2/3. But from there, bullpen held the fort down rest of the way. Your Danny Ventura, 3 1/3 of scoreless, three-hit ball, five strikeouts. He gets credited with the win. And then how about the pro debut for Justin Lawson? Three innings, one hit, picks up a save while pitching the seventh, eighth, and ninth, four strikeouts to only one walk. And Justin, even for a game that offensively for Brooklyn maybe left a little bit to be desired, still, the pitching was the name of the game for the Cyclones, and they propelled those three arms to their first victory of the season.
And I think it's a great example in how much the conversation around the Mets farm system has changed from where we were at this time last year to where we are right now. Because you remember the beginning of the season in 2023, the big talk was, well, there's not enough pitching prospects. Where are the pitching prospects in the organization? Who is going to be the next generation after Verlander and Scherzer? And we saw it last year on Coney Island with Stewart and Tidwell and Suarez and Christian Scott. And through the early going here in 2024, the next level of pitching prospects is going to continue that lineage that we saw last year. And that group that's now in the upper level of the minors, Sproat showed great mental fortitude to battle through some early command issues. The bullpen, Ventura and Lawson, were great. But Calvin Ziegler was outstanding. Douglas Orellana looked good. Lawson's looked good. Dakota Hawkins has looked outstanding out of the bullpen. So there are a lot of different pitching arms, both on the right and left-hand side, that Met fans can look at right now and say, okay, I can see that guy being a contributor in Flushing before long. And we've seen that through the last couple games, 32 strikeouts for Cyclones pitching in the last two. And it's just been fun to watch Dan McKinney's group continue to grow and progress here in the first four games of the season.
Well, Mets owner Steve Cohen and newly named president of baseball ops David Stearns have made it a point all winter to talk about sort of stockpiling and building up that farm system and having that homegrown talent. And at least from a pitching standpoint, it certainly has been on full display here in the early stages for the Cyclones. Hoping to continue that trend this afternoon is none other than Nolan McLean. And this is a guy who is a really interesting case because he is a two-way player, someone who not only is talented on the bump and will pitch, but can also do a thing or two at the plate as well. As far as the numbers are concerned and the outlook, they probably tip a little more in favor of the pitching side of things as far as the bat goes for McLean, but obviously someone who can check a lot of boxes. And Gilbert Gomez really has some decisions to make as far as how he is going to be utilized, what the best way for him to be utilized is when he does hit, how is he featured in the lineup, how often is he featured in the lineup. But Justin, one thing is clear, this is a guy who, when it comes to toeing the rubber, can show dominant stuff. That's a big reason why the Mets took him in the third round a summer ago.
And honestly, one of the things I've loved hearing in his conversations with different media members over the early going this year is that he just enjoys being a two-way player because it reminds him of being a kid when you were a pitcher and a position player. You weren't a two-way player. You were just a baseball player. And that's the kind of mindset that Nolan comes to the ballpark with every day. And I still think consistently about what Dan McKinney told us about him when we spoke with Dan before opening day, and that McLean has been such a student since he has joined the organization last summer. He worked a little bit with Dan in Port St. Lucie, and then, of course, during spring training this year. And the way that Dan McKinney described Nolan McLean is that he is incredibly confident in his ability, but he is not arrogant and cocky. So he is a guy that trusts what he is able to do, is continuing working to get better, but he is someone who is still very humble and knows that he has work to do to get where he wants to be. And I think that's a mindset that Met fans can certainly get behind, and I think that's something that is going to endear himself to Mets fans and Cyclone fans alike this summer, and it's going to be really fun to watch that filthy sweeper of his dance alongside the fastball today.
6'4", 214, 22 years old from Willow Springs, North Carolina. He's got a tall task looming coming his way. Cyclone starters, a 2.51 staff ERA, and the bullpen, a 1.71 pen ERA. Cyclones have been keeping the runs off the board. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll give you this afternoon's starting lineups for the Tourists and the Cyclones here in the second of a six-game set between the Mets and Astros High A affiliates. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball and the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, thank you so but there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Welcome back to Maimonides Park. Rolling along here on the Cyclones Radio Network with the pregame show, getting you set for game number two between Brooklyn and Asheville, game number 5 on the season for both these teams, as the Sun trying its best to fight its way through an otherwise pretty cloudy, hazy sky, rather overcast here in Brooklyn. Some blue skies off to the left, not a ton out beyond the ocean on our right from mine and Justin's vantage point here high above home, but it's a nice day, not too chilly, and we will certainly take that for baseball right off the boardwalk in early April. Now let's meet this afternoon's starting lineups. First, for the visiting tourists, they come into play today at 2-2 overall. Of course, took 2 of 3 over the weekend against Winston-Salem, but did drop yesterday's season opener against the Cyclones. Their manager, Nate Shaver, here's his 9 to begin this afternoon's contest. Logan Cerny did not play yesterday, but he is the leadoff man playing center field, followed by Bryce Matthews, the shortstop in the 2-hole, who walked a couple of times yesterday. Luis Baez is the 3-batter. He's out and left. Baez went 0-for-3 at the dish with a pair of strikeouts in game 1. Colin Price bumped up a couple of spots to the cleanup spot. He does the catching and bats 4th, followed by John Garcia at first base, hitting 5th. Pascino Ferreras, the second baseman, is the six hitter. Austin Deming, a late insertion into this Asheville lineup. Luis Encarnacion was supposed to be the DH. He was a late scratch. Deming takes his spot and bats 7th. Jackson Lofton, the 8-batter, he's out and right. Lofton did not play in game 1 yesterday. Neither did Jaron Williams. Williams at the hot corner batting 9th, making his debut in this series. And the starting pitcher today for Asheville, it is the right-hander Nick Swanson, wearing number 27. He'll toe the slab. The numbers for Swanson a year ago, 57 1/3 innings through 12 appearances, 10 of them starts, a 1-2 record, 4.08 ERA, 55 strikeouts to 18 walks. Now for the Cyclones at 1-3, again trying to grab consecutive wins for the first time this season and make it a perfect 2-0 start here in front of their home crowd. Here's Gilbert Gomez's 9. Omar De Los Santos leads off and plays right field. It was Omar who really got the party started yesterday for Brooklyn. It did not take very long whatsoever. Doubled in the bottom of the first, stole 3rd, proceeded to take home on a throwing error when Asheville tried to catch him stealing. So De Los Santos in the leadoff spot playing right field. William Lugo is the 2-batter. He plays shortstop. Ryan Clifford at first, bats 3rd, one day removed from his moonshot of a home run to center field last night. Stanley Consuegra, the cleanup batter, he's in center. Nick LaRusso, the designated hitter, making his Maimonides Park debut. LaRusso DHing and batting 5th. Junior Tillian, the second baseman, hits 6th, followed by DeAndre Smith. DeAndre playing 3rd this afternoon. He bats 7th. Drake Osborne is the catcher after Christian Preachin handled catching duties yesterday. Osborne catching, batting 8th, followed by Jose Hernandez out in left field as the 9-batter. And, of course, the starting pitcher this afternoon for Brooklyn, it is the two-way player Nolan McLean, former Oklahoma State Cowboy. His numbers with the Cowboys last spring, again, most of this coming out of the bullpen, 30 innings across 14 appearances, only 3 starts sprinkled in there. 1-2 record, 34 punch-outs, 17 walks, a 1.57 whip. One more time, we'll run you down each 9. For Asheville, it is Cerny, Matthews, Baez, Price, Garcia, Ferreras, the middle 3, and then Deming, Lofton, and Williams to round out the order. And for Brooklyn, De Los Santos, Lugo, Clifford, the top 3, Consuegra, LaRusso, Tillian in the middle, and Smith, Osborne, and Hernandez round out the bunch. Swanson and McLean, the starters, as we inch closer and closer to first pitch. We'll step aside, come back with the action from Maimonides Park.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
It is time for baseball on this Wednesday afternoon alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. So happy to have you with us. Game two of the home schedule for the Cyclones as the manager of the day announcing play ball. And that means it is time to do exactly that. And the Cyclones and Maimonides Park debut for the right-hander Nolan McLain. The Mets third-round pick last year out of Oklahoma State. Getting the ball here today, McLain, the right-hander, 6'4", 214 pounds, 22 years old from Willow Springs, North Carolina. McLain made just two appearances last year after the draft, both with single-A St. Lucie, went 3 1/3 innings, allowed just a run on a hit, but McLain introduced himself really to Met fans in the spring breakout game back on the 15th of March as the winning pitcher in that ball game, took over for Blade Tidwell, allowed just one hit, struck out one, needed just 10 pitches to toss a scoreless inning in that frame. This right-hander with excellent spin on his cutter that can sometimes look like a slider, also has a sweeper, something that he's really worked on since being drafted by the Mets. And Johnny, we spoke to Dan McKinney before the season began, the Cyclones pitching coach. He could not stop waxing poetic about not only the kind of pitcher Nolan is, but the kind of person he is as well.
Yeah, you mentioned it earlier, Justin, toeing that fine line of being confident but not too arrogant, right? And said the character is there, does all the right things, says all the right things. Someone who's really easy to root for, and you can be sure everyone in that Brooklyn dugout is doing just that.
So the first man he'll face is a guy making his first appearance with the Tourists this season. Logan Cerny joined the team yesterday from AA Corpus Christi. He'll lead things off in the first pitch for Nolan McLain in Cyclones Navy. Misses down and away for ball one. And we're underway this afternoon at 2:02 Eastern time. The wind, the 1-0. And there's a called strike at the knees. It's 1-1. Cerny went 0-for-7 in two games last weekend against Midland at AA Corpus Christi. 1-1. And there's that cutter missing off the outside edge. It's two balls and a strike. Cerny last year with Asheville, 84 games, hit 221. 13 homers and 42 RBIs. A 2-1 pitch. And Cerny looks at the breaking ball for a called strike. And McLain runs it even at 2-2. From the first base side of the mound, the break even. And a breaking ball misses down and away. Really sharp late break towards the outer half. And Cerny has run the count full at 3-2. Originally drafted by the Phillies, Cerny acquired in the Garrett Stubbs trade as this off the hands in the air to center. But Consuegra a few steps back into his right. And Nolan McLain retires the first man he faces, one away in the top half of the first inning. With that, let's take a look at the defensive alignment behind Nolan this afternoon, left to right. In the outfield, Jose Hernandez making his first start of the year in the outfield. Stanley Consuegra and Omar De Los Santos across the outfield. Bryce Matthews, the Astros' first-round pick from last year out of Nebraska. Cut on and missed with the heater at 0-1. Third to first around the infield, DeAndre Smith. Never started last year with Brooklyn at third base. He'll get the start there today. As, ooh, this one sails right over the shoulders of Matthews. And he recognized it late and was just able to duck out of the way of a fastball that just snuck away from McLain there. Smith at third, Lugo at short, Tillian at second, Ryan Clifford back at first base today, with Drake Osborne doing the catching, the 1-1. And another fastball paints the outside corner. It's 1-2. Matthews, excellent game last night for the tourists. 1-for-2 with a couple walks. The 1-2 pitch. And this foul down the right field line out of play.
We spoke yesterday, Justin, about a lot of these Asheville hitters being really patient, and that really is what drove Brandon Sproat's pitch count up, and a couple of walks involved there. Matthews was a big reason why in that righty batter's box.
1-2. Another fastball up and in. And Matthews shuffling his feet. It's 2-2. Right now here on Coney Island, not too bad for early April, 54 degrees. Real feel right at about 54 as well. Not a ton of wind to speak of. The 2-2. And Matthews off the end of the lumber. And this will end up in the first base seats. It stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The American flag out in straightaway center, blowing from left to right today out towards the Cyclones right field bullpen. As Johnny mentioned, that sun trying to sneak its way out. The parking lot side of things on the first base side. The 2-2, just a bit downstairs. Good pitch and an even better eye by Matthews to stay away. So the count full. Now the payoff. And Matthews a line drive left field. That one's going to get down in front of Hernandez for a base hit. So Bryce Matthews has a base hit in each of the first two games of this series. He's reached an all five to start the year. And the tourists, a one-out base runner in the first.
Yeah, Matthews has been really impressive. I mean, you combine that patient eye with just the ability to square up the breaking ball that time around. Good piece of hitting. He's been nothing short of an on-base machine for Asheville here in the early stages of the season.
Does have good speed over at first base, so something to note if you're a Cyclones fan. And the first pitch to Luis Baez, a cut fastball strike. And it's 0-1. Baez, the number two prospect in the Astros organization last year, wasn't even ranked in the top 30 coming into the campaign, but finished the year as a 19-year-old at single-A Fayetteville. The 0-1 outside, it's 1-1. This time last year, Baez wasn't even on a full-season roster. Was not assigned to the Complex League until June the 4th, right at around the time the FCL season was getting underway. So he's advanced a lot in a short period of time as a throwback to first, and Matthews dives in safely. Baez last night 0-for-3 with a walk. 6-for-17 to start the season. Tied for the league lead in home runs and RBI. The 1-1. And a beautiful breaking ball tailing away from the righty batter. And Baez swings over the top. It's 1-2. One on, one out, top of the first inning. Cyclones in Asheville. Game 2 of 6 this week. 1-2, and this one hit high in the air left field. Got in on the handle. Out is the shortstop, Lugo, calling off the charging left fielder, Hernandez. And on the green-shaded turf, Lugo makes the grab for the second out. Good pitch there by McLean, getting in underneath the hands of Baez and forcing that lazy fly ball into left. And now 1-on and 2-out for the catcher today, Colin Price. Was the first baseman in the opening game of the series yesterday. Doubled and struck out 3 times. Was 1-for-4. A throw back to first, and Matthews dives back. McLean throwing to his North Carolina mate, Ryan Clifford, over at first base. Talking yesterday, McLean knew of Ryan Clifford. Played against each other as freshmen in high school, but didn't really get a chance to know one another until Clifford and McLean joined the organization last summer. As Price takes a called strike, it's 0-1. So a little Tar Heel State flair here in Brooklyn to start 2024. The 0-1 runner goes in the dirt. Osborne's throw down to second, the tag, and they got him. Oh, Drake Osborne caught 2 runners stealing in the opening series against Wilmington and make it 3-for-3 for number 13. Catching runners going to start the season. No runs, a hit, nobody left on the caught stealing, 2-4. At the end of a half an inning, it's Asheville nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Go to the bottom of the first inning. Nick Swanson, the right-hander, making the start for the Asheville Tourists here this afternoon. Swanson, 6'2", 215 pounds. 24 years old from Bixby, Oklahoma. And his first pitch of the day to Omar De Los Santos. Foul down to play to the right. And the count, no balls. And one strike. Omar started the offense yesterday for Brooklyn in the two spot. Doubled, stole third, scored on an error. The 0-1, and this, again, tad bit late, fouls it out of play. And it's no balls and two strikes. De Los Santos, solid game yesterday, 1-for-4. 1-for-9 to start the year at the plate. And Swanson misses high. And the count of ball and two strikes. Swanson, first start of the year for him. Split last year between Fayetteville and Asheville. As that down and away, it's 2-2. Swanson started the year in the Carolina League, then joined Asheville on the 26th of June. A 1-2, a 4.08 ERA in 12 appearances, 10 starts. A 2-2 pitch. Good job by Omar, fouling off another. Still 2-2 on the Cyclones' leadoff man. But Swanson, 49 hits allowed in 57 in the third inning. Good command, 18 walks to 55 strikeouts a year ago. The 2-2. De Los Santos sends it back towards us, but onto the roof. So four foul balls in this at-bat from Omar, doing a good job extending this at-bat. Next pitch will be number 7 here. Omar looking a little bit more comfortable at the start of the season this year. The 2-2. Swanson misses downstairs, and it's full 3-2. Swanson, 16th round pick of the Astros back in 2021 out of Northeastern State University, that in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. As home plate umpire gets some new baseballs, our umpiring crew here on this Wednesday afternoon behind the plate calling balls and strikes, Shane Sullivan and Justin Hopkins on the bases. And part of the issue, I guess, Colin Price's catcher's mitt broke. There's a catcher, Garrett Guilmette, who was a DH last night, came running in from the Tourists bullpen to hand him his glove. So this inning can continue a little bit more briskly. I don't see that happen all too often. Now the payoff pitch to De Los Santos. And another foul ball. But just the quality in that bat we've seen from De Los Santos through this small sample size continuing to improve, not being retired quickly. The payoff pitch has popped straight up in the air in the infield. Who's going to call it? Ferreras waving off the first baseman Garcia and right on his right shoulder. Ferreras makes the catch for the first out of the home first inning.
Even despite the result there, Justin, as you mentioned, high quality at bat, not even just for Omar, but looking at the top four of this lineup, with Omar leading off, Lugo in the two-hole, Clifford at three, and Consuegra at four. If all four of those guys are clicking and doing their thing, that is a really scary first four hitters for any opposing pitcher to have to deal with.
As Lugo ready to attack, fouls the first pitch back at 0-1. Lugo, you mentioned the patience, comes into the day leading the South Atlantic League and walks with seven through the first four games. Walked three times in the win last night. 3-for-11 at the plate this year. Here's the 0-1. And Lugo brushed back inside. It's even at a ball and a strike. Defensively for Asheville this afternoon, behind Swanson, left to right in the outfield, Luis Baez, Logan Cerny, and Jackson Lofton. The 1-1. And Swanson, a good sharp breaker there at the knees. It's 1-2. Third to first around the infield, Jaron Williams making his season debut. Bryce Matthews, Pascanel Ferreras, and John Garcia as Lugo takes it on the outside corner for strike three. First strikeout of the season for Nick Swanson. And there are two out in the bottom of the first for Ryan Clifford.
And Lugo did not plead his case. Knew that one was in the zone and immediately thereafter began his slow walk back to the Brooklyn dugout.
And thought Swanson was throwing something a little bit straighter. Made that turn towards the outer part of the plate. Lugo knew he was a sitting duck as Ryan Clifford watches that hit the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Clifford homered in his last at-bat. That was in the eighth inning last night. A 400-plus foot blast as the top-bottom snapdragon from Swanson misses down. It's even at a ball and a strike. Clifford 1-for-4 in the game last night. 2-for-16 at the plate to start the year. 1-1. And this time the curveball gets across. And Swanson a strike away from a 1-2-3 inning. Had a 9-pitch at-bat to start. The 1-2. And Clifford in the air down the left field line. This is Souvenir. Headed off towards the third base concourse. Still a ball and two strikes on Cliff. Stanley Consuegra, the center fielder, waiting on deck. 1-2 from the righty. Clifford watches that miss downstairs. It's 2-2. Clifford was a member of the Tourists last year when the Mets acquired him at the deadline from the Astros for Justin Verlander. The 2-2. Up and in underneath the arms. It's 3-2. But Ryan, not the only Asheville Tourist in his family. His father, John, was a draftee by the Colorado Rockies out of Villanova University, and actually spent part of the 1996 minor league season with Asheville as a minor leaguer, as Clifford takes down and in for ball four. So Clifford works his first walk of the series. And Brooklyn one on and two out for Stanley Consuegra. So John Clifford, Ryan Clifford, each part of that Asheville Tourists history, entering the 100th year. McCormick Field this year opened back in 1924. Stanley Consuegra steps in and he attacks the first offering, fouls it off the mask of Price. It's 0-1.
And I know you mentioned, Justin, talking about it yesterday, how awesome of a place that is to visit and call a game from.
No, I was talking with Doug Maurer, the voice of the Tourists, on Monday via text message, and I'm bummed that the Cyclones don't go back there this year as the 0-1 in the air. Foul ground right around the home plate circle. Price ditches the mask, still on the dirt patch, makes the catch to end the inning. We'll talk a little bit more about the history of McCormick Field when we come back. We head to the second inning. No score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch
to the night's final out. MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
Top of the second inning. Here from Brooklyn fans, more particularly calling all kids. The only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see the Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under are invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledge House Media. All you have to do is read four books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones game. For more information, visit us online at brooklyncyclones.com/enrichment. Wind picking up a little bit as we head to the top of the second. Colin Price was at the plate when Bryce Matthews was caught stealing to end the top of the first. So Price will step back in there with a fresh count. McClain back to work, and his first pitch of the frame is a fastball strike. And the count is 0-1. We're talking a little bit about McCormick Field, the home of the Asheville Tourists. We talked a lot yesterday about the dimension difference between both ballparks here and in Asheville. As a called strike on the outer half, it's 0-2. But a lot of history there at McCormick Field. And remember Chris Newell, the manager last year for the Cyclones, getting a tour of the ballpark from the folks in Asheville just because he was so intrigued by the history. Babe Ruth played there. That's how long that stadium goes back, as the line drive in the air center. And that'll get down in front of Consuegra for a base hit. So Colin Price aboard with a leadoff knock. Second hit of the series for him. And the Tourists one on and nobody out for the first baseman, John Garcia.
It is crazy to think about these stadiums, major league, minor league alike, that stand the test of time. And really, like you mentioned, Justin, I mean, Babe Ruth playing there, just the ability to connect generations in ways that are really hard to replicate otherwise.
As a check swing from Garcia goes foul towards the Cyclones dugout, it's 0-1, and I think the best example of that is, you know, you come here to Coney Island and there have been almost 100 players that have come through Brooklyn and have made their way to the major leagues over the last nearly quarter century since the franchise began in 2001, and we've got a big wall in our entryway to the main offices with all the faces of players that have come by. As Garcia fouls it back again, it's 0-2. But in Asheville, remember walking around the concourse, it's all open air, all on the same ground floor. And there is a door that has all the names of the players that have come through Asheville and made their way to the major leagues. And when I say you have to stand up next to the door to be able to read the names, there are so many on that door, it's kind of comical. As Garcia sends it straight back again, it's 0-2. I mean, there have been so many people that have come through there, they have to put it in small font to fit everybody.
Right. Get your magnifying glass out for that one.
But it's just an example of how rich the history of minor league baseball is in Asheville, North Carolina. The 0-2, a ground ball back to the mound could be two. McClain on a second for one. Good job by Tillian to keep his foot on the bag. Relay to first in time, double play. Junior Tillian might have to have him end up in the New York City Ballet. Great footwork to be able to keep his toes on the bag and make a good throw on to Clifford for the 1-4-3 twin killing. Nicely done by McClain. Good help from his middle infield as well. And there are two out for Pascanel Ferreras, who fouls it back. It's 0-1. Brooklyn today, Navy uniforms, Cyclones and gold script letters across the chest. Gold numerals front and back with a red drop shadow. White pants for McClain all the way down to the ankles. Red and gold trim along the side. As a fastball strike on the inside half, it's 0-2. Long black sleeves on either end of that jersey top, Navy cap, Navy bill, with the gold interlocking BC logo on the front. Bases empty, two out. The 0-2 pitch. And Ferreras stays alive. Foul ball to the right. Pascanell, 2-for-4 last night. 5-for-12 at the plate to start the year. Not bad for the Astros' final draftee last year out of Western Carolina. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. There's the first strikeout in the Cyclones' career of Nolan McLean. And he retires Asheville in order in the second, promptly and quickly on 11 pitches. To the home second, still a scoreless contest on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the second inning, Drake Osborne due up fourth in this scoreless game. LaRusso, Tillian, and Smith, three scheduled to bat against Nick Swanson. And the first pitch of the inning to Nick LaRusso, the former Maryland Terrapin, across for a strike. And the count 0-1. Swanson from the line. And LaRusso takes high. It's one ball and one strike. Bottom of the 2 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Game 2 of this 6-game set, the 1-1. And LaRusso foul off the end of the bat. And the count, a ball and two strikes. LaRusso did not play in the home opener last night, was 1-for-4 in the series finale in Wilmington, 2-for-11 in that series, the 1-2. Heads up in the press box, and that one out of play. Over the head of everybody, remains at 1-2. Sun peeking its way through the thin clouds high up in the atmosphere this evening. Swanson working from the third base side of the rubber, the 1-2. And LaRusso, a ground ball off the end of the bat to second. Easy play for Ferreras. He throws on to first for the opening out of the home second. So one away for Junior Tillian. He had his best game of the year last night. Had a couple of base hits. RBI knock in the fourth inning to give the Cyclones at the time a 2-0 lead. Asheville this afternoon, the road grays. Tourists in Navy script lettering across the chest. Navy numerals on the back. As Tillian out in front, it's 0-1. Gray pants down to the ankles for Asheville. Navy piping along the side. Black cap with a blue bill. Now white A logo on the front as Tillian rips a base hit through the right side. So Junior is third hit in the first two games of this series. First hit of the day for the Cyclones, and they have a one-out base runner in the second.
Great to see Tillian off and running here in the new season, Justin. Of course, you rewind to last year, a season-ending lower body injury. Always wonder with those more long-term scares that could be months at a time, you know, how the response is, how you bounce back, but Tillian appears to be more than fine.
That'll bring up DeAndre Smith. Hacks at the first pitch and lifts it in the air to right. Sunglasses on for Jackson Lofton, and he'll make the grab for the second out. So one pitch is all it takes to retire the former USC Trojan. on the bases. One on, two out in the home second for Drake Osborne. Osborne, one for three on Sunday with a walk, two for seven with a double in that opening series against the Blue Rocks. Swanson looks over his shoulder towards the man at first. Now the first pitch to Drake, and he takes the fastball upstairs. And the count is 1-0. Dimensions here on Coney Island, 315 down the line and left, 325 down the line and right, and it is 412 further than Citi Field or Yankee Stadium in the city, out to the batter's eye in dead center. As Osborne takes in the dirt, it's two balls and no strikes. Number nine hitter Jose Hernandez waiting in the wings on deck. The righty's 2-0. This one too far inside as Osborne hops out of the way. And the count, three balls and no strikes on the Cyclones catcher. But Swanson, the starter for Asheville today, learned about his promotion last year to Asheville while he was being removed from his final start with Fayetteville. As Osborne takes a strike, it's 3-1. Found out as he gave the ball to his skipper in Fayetteville and was greeted in the Woodpeckers dugout by his teammates, ready to give him a water shower to celebrate his promotion. The 3-1. And Osborne, a sharp ground ball past the diving glove of Ferreras to his left. And into right field for a hit. Holding up at second, Tillian. And Drake Osborne has a three-game hitting streak to start the year. And Brooklyn with two on and two out for the nine batter, Jose Hernandez. King Henry getting into it here in the bottom of the second inning. King Henry going to be part of the giveaways this year. When the Mets play the, let's say it was the Phillies, they're playing in London.
Yep.
And then a pitch clock violation against Jose Hernandez. So automatically an 0-1 count on the Cyclones left fielder as he was late getting into the box and swings through the first pitch from Swanson, and he's quickly behind. No balls and two strikes. Hernandez 0 for 8 in that opening series. Two on, two out. Now the 0-2 pitch, and he got him. Couldn't hold up. Hernandez can run down to first base. The catcher, Price, is hurt. Nobody is between the first base bag and home plate. And finally, John Garcia able to get back to first and step on the bag to end the inning. So that was a unique sequence. Hernandez swung and missed. Thought he fouled it off. Stayed in the box. The catcher, Price, hurt his foot. Couldn't retrieve the baseball. And finally, it was the pitcher, Swanson, who picked it up and threw on to first to complete the strikeout. And Garcia had to race back to the bag to touch it. We go to the third. It's still scoreless here on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Head of the third inning here in Brooklyn. Some Mets news becoming official. Danielle Nunez option to AAA Syracuse. Kodai Senga transferred to the 60-day IL. And Tyler J has his contract called up from AAA Syracuse and having his play-by-play contract called up for the third inning. Here's my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz.
Nolan McClain's first pitch of the third. I like that play-by-play contract. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and low to Austin Deming. McClain deals again rather quickly and is ahead just like that, nothing and two. Yeah, that not the only Mets news of the day trickling down. Former Cyclone Jet Williams impressing. 0-2.
Ooh.
Misses in towards the hips.
And it caught both.
And did it clip him? Yeah, it clipped not only the batter, but the catcher as well. Drake Osborne now is bent down on his knees and gets back up into a crouch.
Yeah, that ball bounced off the hip of Deming and went right above the hip, it looked like, of Osborne, right into his gut.
So Deming aboard to start this bottom of the third, and the attention now turning toward Brooklyn catcher Drake Osborne. Appears to be all good after being tended to for a brief moment. Home plate umpire Shane Sullivan still having a chat with Nolan McClain, and now will make his way back to his usual post ahead of Jackson Lofton stepping in. But anyway, to tie the bow on the Jet Williams note, started his day with Double A Binghamton, an RBI triple. He's also got a double as well. So Jet continues to be an extra base hit machine. With the Rumble Ponies, now McClain working out of the stretch. First pitch. Breaking ball for a strike to the righty batter Jackson Lofton. And it's nothing and one. That was the sweeper that time around from McClain. Who goes four-seam, cut fastball, sweeper, and change. Righty ready to deal, a one. Misses downstairs, and it is a ball and a strike. We didn't see Jackson Lofton in the series opener yesterday. Cyclones taking game one, 3-0. 1-1 on the way. High chopper back to the pitcher McClain. Over to Tillian at second for one. And on to first for a double play. A 1-4-3 double play for the second straight inning. And their base is empty and two gone now for Jaron Williams. That throw from McClain was much better than the one from the prior inning. Justin, we saw Junior Tillian really have to kind of lunge to reel that one in on the previous play. Not the case that time around, as McClain's throw much more on the money. First pitch to Williams, called strike outer edge, nothing and one.
Now McClain's looked really nice fielding his position today. Always a wonderful thing to see.
Base is empty, two gone, no score here, top three, a one. Misses outside, and it is one ball and one strike. Brooklyn defense playing about as straight up as you possibly could. Infield and outfield alike. Maybe a bit shallow, the outfield. 1-1. Misses down and away, and it is two balls and one strike to Jaron Williams, the third baseman this afternoon for Asheville. Nine batter, only Torres batter yet to come to bat so far this afternoon. Base is empty, so McClain back to his full wind. 2-1. Breaking ball misses downstairs. And now a 3-1 count for Williams.
And that breaking ball brought some oohs and ahs from the crowd.
Should Williams reach, Logan Cerny, the leadoff man, would be next. Here's a 3-1. Sliced foul down the right field line and out of play into the parking lot. So McClain battles back to work the count full. Williams making his season debut. Hit .213 in 20 games last year, 18 of which were with single-A Fayetteville, two in the complex league, as a 3-2 pitch, misses outside, and Williams is aboard on a two-out walk. So that's only the first walk that McClain has issued so far today. He did hit a batter to start the inning, though, so a hit batsman and a walk in the same frame for the two-way player. And now he'll need to bear down with one on and two gone for the leadoff man, Cerny. Righty-righty matchup. McClain delivers, misses inside towards the knees, and it hit his knees. So the second hit batter of the inning, Nolan McClain clips Logan Cerny in the lower body area, and that will put two runners on. So two hit by pitches and a walk in the inning for McLean. You combine that with the double play from earlier, and you get runners on first and second with two away.
Yeah, and both his situations for McLean just barely grazing part of the uniform of both batters, and that, I think, an example in how much the different offerings from McLean move. I think, obviously, that not the goal. I think those pitches just had so much life they got away from him. But, yeah, I think the initial call was going to be from Sullivan that it just missed and looked at Cerny, and that was the key that the ball actually came in and hit him.
So now Bryce Matthews, probably the guy you want up here from an Asheville standpoint with runners on. First pitch fastball misses down and away for ball one. Williams on second. He was walked. Cerny on first. He was hit by a pitch. Scoreless tie, top three, and two away. McLean, oh, so close to getting out of this thing. 1-0, runner takes off for third. Throw down from Osborne. He double clutched, and it's not in time. Took DeAndre Smith a little bit off the bag, too. Nice job by a lunging Smith, who hasn't played a ton of third, to make sure we didn't get a situation similar to yesterday when Brooklyn scored the game's first run on a throwing error by the Asheville catcher.
Yeah, and that double clutch cost Osborne there. Got out of his crouch quickly. But a great job by Smith to give up his body to save a run.
So men on the corners, 1-1 count, two away. McLean, pickoff attempt over to first, diving back head first safely. Cerny, no worry. And it's 1-1.
Cerny, good speed over at first base as well. Interesting, did not take second on that play.
Matthews has hit safely in now all five games this season. Up in a big spot here, 1-1. Takes inside, two balls and one strike. 6-0. 191 pounds from Humboldt, Texas. Justin told you earlier, first-round selection by the Astros org a year ago. Another pickoff attempt. So McLean has used his second disengagement. And now a 2-1 looming large to the righty shortstop. Williams on third, Cerny opposite him on first. Asheville trying to score the game's first run here in this top of the third. McLean set just off his right shoulder, 2-1, foul tip, and it is 2-2. Matthews, the number four prospect in the Houston organization, didn't really hit the ground running so much last year, just .217 batting average in 33 games with single-A Fayetteville. McLean ready to deal his biggest pitch of the inning so far, 2-2. Misses inside, and a patient Matthews works the count full. Matthews already 1-for-1 today. Singled in the first, but then was caught stealing a couple of moments later. So you'd figure the runner Cerny will be taking off here. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Strike three called on the inside corner. Matthews frozen in that righty batter's box, and Nolan McLean's second high A strikeout is a big one. Asheville leaves two on the base paths as we go to the home third. No score from Maimonides Park.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Let's go to the bottom of the third. No score here in home game number two of the season for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Four combined hits between the Clones and the Asheville Tourists. Houston Astros High A affiliate making their first ever visit to Maimonides Park. Cyclones grabbed a win in game one yesterday, 3-0. Three pitchers combining for the shutout, a five-hit shutout at that. Brandon Sproat, your Danny Ventura, and then Justin Lawson, who logged a three-inning save, tossing a clean seventh, eighth, and ninth. We go back to the top of the Brooklyn batting order as Nick Swanson, Asheville right-hander, is back out for his third inning of work this afternoon. So top three guys for the Clones, De Los Santos, Lugo, and Clifford. The only one of those three who have reached their first time up was Clifford, who drew a two-out walk. Swanson, a short wind, his first pitch. Omar shows bunt, then pulls back. It's a called strike anyway, and it's nothing and one. De Los Santos picked up his first base hit of the season yesterday in Brooklyn's home opener, 0-1. Swinging a hard hit ground ball foul over the third base back, and Omar falls behind rather quickly, nothing and two. De Los Santos doubled in the bottom of the first yesterday, went on to steal third base, which is certainly something he is no stranger to, broke the franchise's single-season steal record a year ago with 37, and then came home to score on an error. 0-2, De Los Santos takes a breaking ball that stays a bit high, and it is one ball and two strikes to the Cyclone leadoff man. Hazy overcast day here on Coney Island. 1-2, De Los Santos checks his swing and did not go on appeal down to the first base umpire, Justin Hopkins. Strikeouts were a bit of a problem for Omar last year, 144 of them. 2-2, misses inside, and Omar works the count full. Three balls and two strikes. 207, the batting average for Omar with the Clones a season ago as he swings and misses at a payoff pitch. Foul tip held by the catcher Price for out number one. Third strikeout of the afternoon so far for the right-hander Nick Swanson. And there's one away with the bases empty here in the bottom of the third. Yeah, Brooklyn 3-0 winners in game one yesterday as William Lugo stands in now. First pitch to him. Fastball high for ball one. It's 1-0. Cyclones scored as many runs yesterday in the home opener as they did in the entirety of the weekend series down in Wilmington. 1-0. Called strike on the outer edge, and it is 1-1. Brooklyn was held to just three runs through the first three games of the season against the Blue Rocks. They matched that total last night. Lugo golfs a 1-1 pitch in the air, foul out into the parking lot right-hand side. And it's 1-2. Yeah, Cyclones scored just one run in their season opener, then two runs on Saturday before being shut out on Sunday. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back punch-outs for Nick Swanson, who gets De Los Santos and Lugo, both of whom swinging. And there are two away with the bases empty for Ryan Clifford. Clifford came up with the bases empty and two outs in the first inning and drew a two-out walk. We'll see what he can do here. Righty arm working on the big lefty bat. Here's the pitch. Clifford waves and misses. Nothing and one. Ryan departed the ballpark yesterday on a home run to not quite dead center, but slightly offset to the left. A one misses up and away, pops out of the catcher mitt, but no issue for Asheville with nobody on base. Right above the mini circuits advertisement sign. Right down the left center field alleyway. 1-1. Misses down and in, and it is two balls and one strike to Cliff. Ryan kicks around some dirt in the lefty batter's box. Hangs that bat off the left shoulder. His white batting gloves wrapped around it. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Could not catch up to the high cheese. and it is 2 balls and 2 strikes to the former Asheville tourist, Ryan Clifford. That home run yesterday is first since going back to September the 5th of 2023. Waiting on a 2-2, bases empty, two gone, no score here, bottom three. Swanson deals. High and tight. And Ryan works the count full, a ball away from drawing his second walk of the game. See if he can do that here. Third baseman Williams, well off the line, more in shortstop territory. 3-2, misses outside, ball four. And Clifford has his second base on balls of the contest. Only the second walk issued by the right-hander Nick Swanson so far this afternoon. Oddly enough, both of them have been to Ryan Clifford, not necessarily the worst guy in the world to pitch around, because if you give him a pitch to hit, he can make you pay for the worse.
As Asheville learned the hard way last night.
Exactly. Stanley Consuegra can make you pay if you give him a pitch to hit as well, and he hits this one high in the air. First pitch swinging, left field, shortstop Matthews ranging back and makes the catch in shallow left to retire the side. So for the Cyclones in the bottom of the third, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on the walk. At the end of three, we're scoreless on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
So far, so good for Nolan McClain, Brooklyn two-way player, starting pitcher this afternoon. No runs on the board for Asheville yet as we go to the top of the fourth. McClain's first pitch of the fourth is a high chopper left-hand side. Third baseman Smith off two hops, relays over to first for out number one. So Luis Baez, first pitch swinging, is retired for the second time this afternoon. That'll bring up Colin Price with the bases empty. And one away. No score here, top four. Mentioned McClain has been solid. Nick Swanson has been right there with him every step of the way, the Asheville starting pitcher.
And worth noting, there is action right now in the Cyclones' right field bullpen. Victor Castaneda up and warming.
First pitch ripped down the left field line, foul into the netting by Colin Price for strike one. And we saw Brandon Sproat, Brooklyn starter, yesterday go only 2 2/3, in large part due to 5 walks. A one. Misses low with the heater, and it is 1 ball and 1 strike to the righty hitting Colin Price. McClain, a third-round pick in 2023. Sproat, a second-round pick in 2023. 1-1. Misses low yet again, and it's 2-1. So it goes without saying that particularly in the month of April, for guys as young as these are, These guys are in McClain and Sproat. No need to overwork them. As a breaking ball drops in for a strike, it's 2-2.
This is the time of year they're still stretching these guys out, much like you see at the big league level. Nobody for the Mets really went past 5 in their first start.
2-2, hit in the air, dropping quickly, and it drops in front of the left fielder Hernandez for a one-out single. So Colin Price has his second hit of the ball game, responsible for 2/3 of Asheville's total team hits, 2 out of 3.
And that'll be it for McLean today. So clearly the pitch count for him right at about 55. No Cyclone starter, first time the rotation has gone past the fourth inning. So nothing alarming here. This is just part of the pitching progression, especially for a guy who pitched predominantly as reliever in college.
So a call to the bullpen for the Cyclones. Do believe that is Castaneda coming in. We'll have it for you after a short break here on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered,
thank you
but
so
there's
much.
So many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn as we continue on to the top of the fourth. One on, one out. Victor Castaneda on to make his home debut. 6'1", 185 pounds from Culiacan, Sinaloa, Mexico.
As you say, Justin, Maimonides Park debut for Victor Castaneda. First pitch is a flare into shallow center, and that'll fall in for a base hit. So right after Luis Baez, rather, Colin Price knocks a single off of Nolan McLean to take him out of the game. One pitch in from Victor Castaneda. John Garcia does the same. So it's Price on second, Garcia on first. Back-to-back singles for the Tourists. And they're still only one away here in the top of the fourth in this scoreless tie.
Yeah, it was a good pitch there from Castaneda. Got it in on the hands of Garcia. He was just strong enough to get it into shallow center.
Pascanel Ferreras next. Fourth Asheville hit of the afternoon. McLean's line not yet final. First pitch misses away to the righty bat. It's 1-0. McLean's line as it stands right now, 3 1/3, 3 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. The run situation still TBD with Price on second, his responsibility. From the stretch, 1-0, wave and a miss on a good breaking ball from Castaneda, and it's 1-1. Victor, who can go four-seam, splitter, sweeper. Pitching coach Dan McKinney, a big fan of the splitter that the reliever brings to the table. Believe that's what we saw there as a 1-1 is a comebacker. This could be two. Tillian flips to Lugo at second for one. Over to first for an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. Victor Castaneda gets the job done to keep us scoreless as we go to the bottom of the fourth on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Five, six, 7-2 up for the Cyclones as we go to the bottom of the fourth, home game number two of the 2024 season. Nick LaRusso, first pitch swinging, pops it up, right-hand side, shallow right field. Ferreras, the second baseman, all the way over to the line, reaches up to make the catch for out number one. Just in fair territory still. Ferreras was tiptoeing that foul line, did eventually cross it, but not until after he had already made the catch, just because he had his momentum going so far in that direction from all the ground he had to cover to get to that baseball in time. So now Junior Tillian, base is empty, one gone. The pitch misses low for ball one. So Brooklyn defensively has turned to double play in three out of four innings and three consecutive innings. As a 1-0 pitch, hammered foul, third base side by Tillian on the ground. And it's 1-1. And even in the first, a caught stealing for the Cyclones defensively as well. So they have had to deal with runners on the base paths, but escaping those sticky situations. As a 1-1 misses high, and it's 2-1 to the righty hitting Junior Tillian. Tillian's got one of just two Brooklyn hits so far today. Drake Osborne in the hole right now has the other. 2-1. Tillian takes high, and it is three balls and one strike to the Cyclones' second baseman. Swanson delivers, and Tillian hits it to the third baseman. Williams can't play it off a hop. It eats him up, and Tillian will be aboard. That was smoked off the bat of Junior. And we'll see how it officially is scored. Looks like Junior will get a base hit, and he will. Scorched off the bat of the Brooklyn second baseman, so a one-out base runner. And now DeAndre Smith. Not a whole lot that Jaron Williams could do there at third that time around. So now Smith, one-on, one gone. First pitch to him in the dirt, ball one. DeAndre 0-for-1 today, flew out to right his first time up. Tough series for DeAndre over the weekend in Wilmington. 0-for-8, three strikeouts as well. 1-0. Smith takes up and in, and it is two balls and no strikes. Of course, we did not see Smith yesterday in the Brooklyn home opener. So this is 2024 Maimonides Park debut. Trying to grab his first hit of the new season. 2-0. Smith takes a called strike on the inner half. And it is 2-1. DeAndre, of course, with some experience after the season concluded a year ago, went and played in the Arizona Fall League. 15 games, a home run, six ribbies for him as well. 2-1. Smith hits a comebacker off the glove of the pitcher Swanson, who recovers, and then timely underhand flip over to first to retire Smith in time. Moving up to second in the process is Tillian, so a runner in scoring position with two away.
And now the catcher, Colin Price, and the rest of the infield coming around to make sure everything okay with Nick Swanson.
I thought it hit the leather. Didn't look like it hit his actual body at all.
And Nate Shaver and trainer Max Mahaffey came up about a step or two out of the dugout to make sure everything was okay. All right with Swanson, and so we continue on.
So Drake Osborne's turn to try to cash in. No score, bottom four, runner on second, and two away. Brooklyn only has three base hits up until this point in the ballgame. But Drake Osborne does have one of them I'm sure he'd love another here to give the Cyclones the first run of the day. First toss, Osborne checks his swing and fouls it back. Nothing and one on the Brooklyn catcher. Didn't see Drake yesterday in the home opener. It was Christian Pregent who started. Was the battery mate of Brandon Spro, yesterday's starting pitcher. Today, Osborne's turn to tap in. 0-1 upcoming to Drake. Swanson taking his time. Toes the third base side of the slab, and now time called by Osborne, the batter. Drake hit safely in both games he saw action in over the weekend down in Wilmington. 71 games with Brooklyn a season ago, only a .179 at the plate. But did notch 11 home runs as well. 0-1. Osborne takes low, and it is one ball and one strike. This Asheville team that has just been on a red-hot start offensively to their 2024 campaign. They're 29 runs scored so far the most in the South Atlantic League. Nobody else with more than 20. That's Winston-Salem. 1-1. Osborne takes in for ball two.
And that's without scoring a run last night.
Without scoring a run last night. They're without a run so far tonight. Of course, that stat I just read you doesn't factor in today's ball games as of yet. 2-1. Misses up and in, but it is a testament to these Brooklyn arms, starters and relievers alike, that they have taken an offense that had a red-hot weekend against the Dash and cooled them off big time so far through a game and change. Brooklyn not enough offensively to be in the lead yet, though. 3-1 to Osborne, and he takes away for ball four. So a two-out walk issued by Swanson, and we'll see if Asheville wants to make a pitching change here. There is some action brewing down the left field line in the Torres bullpen, and it does indeed appear as if this is the end of the line for the right-hander, Nick Swanson. Not a bad outing whatsoever. He'll exit with a donut in the run column for Brooklyn. The question becomes, can Asheville escape this inning? Two on and two away. We'll answer that question after a break on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Call to the bullpen for Nate Shaver and the Tourists. Right-hander Franny Kobos will come on and try and get out of this pickle. Kobos, 5'9", 195, 23 years old, from Morón, Ciego de Avila, Cuba. 2-1, 2-out for Jose Hernandez.
Season debut for Kobos as well. He gets Jose Hernandez with runners on first and second, two away in this scoreless tie. First pitch misses up and away for ball one to the nine batter, Jose Hernandez. Kobos has that unique wind and delivery. Really twists his frame, sort of angles himself towards left field, and now deals as Hernandez maybe grabbed a piece of that. Foul tip, one ball and one strike. Then when he goes to actually deliver, continues that sort of twisting motion, where he's really facing almost left center field before coming full throttle up in. 1-1. Ground ball right to the shortstop. Matthews goes to second. I think it's closer than he would have hoped, but it was in time to get the out to retire the side. So Brooklyn strands two in the bottom of the fourth. We're scoreless through four from Maimonides Park. We'll step aside. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Victor Castaneda back out for his first full inning of work. And for the play-by-play, the scoreless tie as we go to the fifth. Here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Still a scoreless ball game, as you say. Austin Deming first pitch swinging, and he loops a base hit over the head of Tillian in a right field for a knock. And so the Tourists have the leadoff man on once again. They've done that quite a bit. They've done that now in three of the last four innings and in three of the five innings we have played here today. So one on, nobody out. And Austin Deming leads off first as Jackson Lofton steps in. And the breaking ball from Castaneda misses outside. And the count 1-0. Lofton ground out into a 1-4-3 double play, his first time up against McClain in the third. Castaneda came on, gave up a single and a double play to end the inning. On for relief of McClain in the fourth as Lofton takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Get you the final line for McClain here this afternoon. The 1-1. Nice job with the block by Osborne. It was a breaking ball from Castaneda in the lefty batter's box, and Osborne turned himself into a hockey goalie looking like Igor Shesterkin. Make sure that ball didn't get away. The final line for McClain, 3 1/3 innings, no runs, three hits. A walked one, a couple of strikeouts, did hit two batters. 56 pitches, 36 strikes, and a no decision. Throwback to first, and Deming retreats. Final line for his counterpart, Nick Swanson. He goes 3 2/3. No runs, three hits, three walks, and four Ks as we're visited by Sandy the Seagull for the first time here in 2024. Getting ready for what I imagine is another sock toss high atop the Maimonides Park perch as this one pulled foul in the count now, even two balls and two strikes. Great to see Sandy back in his roost, as always, alongside the Surf Squad as well. It was great seeing them in full swing last night, first game of the season. Hot dog race is back. All the in-between inning favorites from last year returning as the 2-1 in the dirt, down and away.
It is worth noting, two hot dog races, two wins for Mustard.
No word of whether or not Mustard was hot dogging it down the stretch. On a count now, full 3-2. As Sandy trying to maybe intimidate Rick Rosetto in the public address booth to our right. See if the runner goes. The payoff pitch up and in, ball 4. So a single for Deming, a walk to Lofton, and the 7-8 hitters are on for Asheville to start the 5th inning. As Jaron Williams will step up. Williams, a walk and a stolen base back in the 3rd. Williams, drafted by the Astros last year out of the University of Toledo. Start of the year on Asheville's development list was reinstated before the start of the game yesterday. And the first pitch to Williams on the outside corner for a called strike.
If we've learned anything from today, though, it's that base runners for Asheville does not necessarily mean runs by any stretch. If you're Castaneda, got to be thinking, try to put the ball on the ground here however you can.
The 0-1. The bottom falls out of that pitch down and in. It's 1-1. And Brooklyn, between McLean and Castaneda, have induced 3 double plays in the first 4 innings so far today. 2 of the 3 were hit right back to the pitcher. As Castaneda steps off and looks the runners back. Williams, last year, was the Division I leader in stolen bases, had 49 last year for the Rockets, a fitting name for the host of the Division I leader in steals, the 1-1. And this a line drive center field. Will it hang up? No. Consuegra plays it on a hop. Runners have to hold with Stanley's cannon in center. And the tourists have the bases loaded, a couple of singles and a walk. And the Sacks are saturated with tourists to start the 5th. So bases loaded and nobody out. And back to the top of the order for Asheville. Tourists had a bases loaded, nobody out opportunity in the 3rd inning last night against Brandon Sproat. Couldn't cash in. We'll see if he'll find more success here today as Logan Cerny takes a strike on the outside. Black gets 0-1.
Yeah, this is a big moment for Asheville. They left 10 runners on base yesterday, and they've had that problem again so far this afternoon, trying to turn the tide offensively.
Been held scoreless for the first 13 innings of this series as Drake Osborne smothers the breaking ball. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Well, for Castaneda, this is his first season in the Mets organization. Signed by the Mets as a minor league free agent back in December. Last year in the Tampa Bay Rays system, dealt with some injury, didn't end up on a roster last year until about August. The 1-1. That one off the outside corner. It's 2-2. Made 3 appearances at Double-A Montgomery, 6 at Triple-A Durham in the Rays system. Was acquired by Tampa right before the start of the season last year as a player to be named later from the Brewers. 2-1. Back towards the parking lot, it's 2-2. And Castaneda, guy who's been a top 30 prospect, as a matter of fact, was the Brewers' number 27, according to Baseball America, at the start of last year, before he was traded. Really put himself on the Mets' radar with what he was able to do in his native Mexico in the Pacific Winter League. Made 14 starts for his hometown Culiacan. Went 5-3 with a 3.53 ERA. The 2-2. This one in the air. Right field. This will get at least one in. Back goes De Los Santos. Makes the backhanded catch on the warning track. Tagging and scoring Deming. Tagging and going to third is Lofton as Williams retreats to first. It's a sacrifice fly for Logan Cerny, his first RBI of the year. And Asheville has their first lead of the series. It's 1-0.
I'll tell you what, that could have been a heck of a lot worse. If Omar does not get to that ball and doesn't utilize that speed, you're looking at something rolling all the way to the wall, potentially even bases clearing.
And Cerny does have good speed, so you never know if he could have potentially made a trip around the bags. Brooklyn did have 2 inside the park home runs last year. So runners at the corners, 1 out. Asheville the lead. And Bryce Matthews, the batter, is singled and struck out looking today. And he fouls the first pitch back in the count 0-1. But Castaneda, sort of atypical in terms of his repertoire for pitchers nowadays. Throws his off speed a lot more than his fastball. His most notable pitch is splitter. Fastball up and in this time. And the count evens up at a ball and a strike. We'll see if he can use that split finger to doctor up a double play and get Brooklyn out of further trouble. At the letters is Castaneda. And the 1-1 misses high. It's two balls and a strike. Victor's just, at least in the early going today, struggled to consistently throw strikes. 12 of his 22 so far in the zone. Asheville's done a good job not expanding the strike zone for him. The 2-1 rolled over foul. And the count evens up at two balls and two strikes. And we mentioned earlier today, Mets, some roster moves, most notable of which Kodai Senga transferred to the 60-day IL. Doesn't really change much with his timeline, except just eligible to be reinstated later. The throw over to first, and Williams back safely as Lofton takes a few steps towards home.
I believe May 27th is the official day.
But still right on line with the early part of the timeline that was announced by the Mets when Kodai was first noted with injury. As this one popped in the air to right, De Los Santos drifting back now a little to his left makes the catch. Tagging from third is Lofton, and Omar's throw will go into second. It's a sacrifice fly for Bryce Matthews. That's his first RBI of the series, his fourth of the year. And Asheville a 2-0 advantage in the fifth inning. That ball just sort of hung up in the breeze here on Coney Island and forced Omar to have to camp underneath it as opposed to getting a running start. So one on and two out. A couple of sack flies give Asheville the lead. Luis Baez hits one off the end of the bat to left, sending Hernandez back, and the catcher turned outfielder as he leaps onto the warning track, makes the catch to end the inning. But Asheville takes the lead. Two runs, two hits, a man left. Halfway home on this Wednesday afternoon. It's 2-0 Tourists on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Brooklyn's bats trying to chip away to two-run deficit. Fans, today's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. Franny Cobo sat for his first full inning of relief, and De Los Santos a check swing ground ball up the third base line. That will stay foul. And the count, no balls and a strike, but for safety and quality with your ride, visit Panorama Bus Tours online at panoramabustours.com or call them 973-470-9700. So Asheville, a couple of sack flies on a couple of base hits. In the top of the inning, they take a 2-0 lead. Top of the lineup due up for Brooklyn here in the home fifth. We'll get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day as well. De Los Santos has popped to second and struck out today. Cobo sets below the waist, the 0-1. And De Los Santos pulls his head out on the off-speed at 0-2. Asheville, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They have left 4. Brooklyn, no runs, 3 hits, no errors, but they have left 6 today. The 0-2. And there's a humpback line drive caught on the downward break by Matthews coming in. So the leadoff man retired here in the fifth. And one out for the shortstop, William Lugo. Lugo, a couple of strikeouts today, one swinging and one looking. But our Coney Convo's trivia question of the afternoon. Brooklyn, a 3-0 win to open the home schedule last night. First pitch to Lugo, fouled back, it's 0-1. First time in 11 years, Brooklyn had started the home schedule with a shutout win. Did so June of 2013 against the Aberdeen Ironbirds. That rivalry series going back to the New York Penn League. The 0-1, and Lugo late on the high heat, it's 0-2. But Brandon Sproat, Jordani Ventura, and Justin Lawson combined on the shutout last night. The 0-2. Lugo sends it straight to the screen. It remains no balls and 2 strikes. Our question today is, name one of, or bonus points if you can name all 3 of the pitchers who coordinated the last shutout in Brooklyn's home opener. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know the answer. The 0-2, cut on and missed. Strike 3. Got him on the sweeping breaking ball. So Cobos with his first strikeout. He's retired all 3 he's faced. And there's 2 down in the home fifth for Ryan Clifford, who's walked both times this afternoon. But Cobos, now an inning in this ballgame under his belt. Toes angled towards the third base side and a breaker ball. This is inside, it's 1-0. Cobos last year bounced around the organization, started the year in Asheville, was quickly sent to Double-A Corpus Christi on the 10th of April. As Clifford takes a strike, it's 1-1. A month later, went up to Triple-A Sugar Land on the 5th of May. 3 days later, was on their development list. And then slowly started working himself back down the organization. This is a ground ball up the middle, knocks the glove off of Cobos' hand, but fielded by the shortstop Matthews behind second. And he throws out Clifford to end the inning. Not your usual 1-6-3 putout, but it counts for Asheville all the same. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the fifth. To the sixth we go. 2-0 Tourists on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Bottom of the 3 o'clock hour. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. 2-0 Asheville. Game two of our six-game set here from Coney Island. The first pitch of the sixth inning misses low to Colin Price. It's one ball and no strikes. The 1-0. Price tries to hold up. Did he go? Yes, he did. Says the base umpire this afternoon. That is Justin Hopkins. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Price, Garcia, Ferreras, the 3-2 up. And Price pops it in the air, first base side, a souvenir. And it's 1-2. Price, couple of base hits tonight. Single in the second and a single in the fourth. Three base hits for Price already in this series. Gray skies, though, here in Brooklyn on this Wednesday. Sun was peeking out a little bit earlier, but has now shrouded itself in the clouds once again. The 1-2 inside nearly clips Price. And the count evens up at two balls and two strikes. We were talking a little bit earlier. We mentioned the moves the Mets made. Kodai Senga transferred to the 60-day IL. The 2-2. And that one, ooh, good pitch from Castaneda, but don't get the call from Sullivan. And it's full, three balls and two strikes. Must have been a little bit low. The payoff pitch. And Price snags it on the way by to stay alive. But Daniel Nunez, who made his major league debut last night, sent down to AAA Syracuse. And Tyler Jay, the left-hander, having his contract purchased from AAA Syracuse today. And what a story for him as the 3-2 pummeled. Deep left center field, back into his right, Consuegra, away back. He leaps, and did he make the play? Yes, he did! Right up against the TD Bank signage in left center field. Stanley Consuegra, an incredible running grab back into his right for the first out of the sixth inning. Consuegra showing off his spidey senses climbing the wall there. Knocked the shoes right off his feet.
Well, Consuegra, not only does he have the speed, Justin, but at 6'2", he's got the long strides as well. And that time it was a combination of a good first step, going hard the whole way to track it down, and he has some seriously long strides that helped him cover an amount of ground that not that many guys are capable of covering when you combine it with the speed that he possesses.
Yeah, and Stanley looks like he's in even better shape than he was a year ago, and his lateral quickness looks even better than it did a season ago. So one out in the inning for John Garcia, who takes outside for ball one. But Tyler Jay, former first-round pick, I believe was maybe the third or sixth overall pick in the draft in the middle of the 2010s out of Illinois. The 1-0. And Garcia takes a strike. It's 1-1. Was a first-round pick of the Twins and through various injuries got released. Was in the Reds organization for a brief period of time. This one in the dirt, it's 2-1. And if Jay makes his major league debut anytime in the next couple of days, will be right around his 30th birthday. So Jay battling it through injuries and different organizations, and a chance to make his major league debut coming up either in Atlanta tonight as Garcia takes high for ball three. Sometime later in the week, but potential for a really cool story you might check out on SNY from Gary, Keith, Ron, and Steve Gelbs sometime in the next couple of days. Of course, Keith and Howie on the radio as well. As Garcia takes a called strike in the count, full 3-2. But always cool seeing those stories of guys who have battled through various bouts of adversity, regardless of whether they can control it or not. They get that chance as the 3-2 ripped into right center field. This is trouble, and will get down and roll all the way towards the base of the fence. De Los Santos got a glove on it, but Garcia's going to make the turn for third. Cutoff throw to Tillian. His relay to third base, not in time. John Garcia, a point for his teammates in the third base dugout. He's got a one-out triple, and the tourists have an insurance run 90 feet away.
Yeah, I just don't think Omar took the most ideal angle to try to cut that ball off. That's where sometimes the speed aspect can hurt you if you think you've got a chance at getting to it, whereas if he knew right away instinctively, okay, no shot I'm getting here, probably could have played it a little better so that it didn't get all the way past him.
Just the second career triple for Garcia. As a conversation on the mound between Castaneda, Osborne, Lugo, and Smith, there is action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen as we speak. It is the right-hander Dios Muerky Taveras. I wonder if this may be just a stalling tactic to give Taveras some more time to get ready. Gilbert Gomez standing on the top step of the Cyclones first base dugout. And as everyone retreats their positions, we called it. Gomi comes out. And he will make a call to the bullpen. So, Tourist looking to add to a two-run lead. Man at third and one out in the top of the sixth. It'll be Taveras, the former Asheville Tourist, against Pascanel Ferreras when we come back. 2-0 Tourists on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn. It is Dios Muerky Taveras coming on to take the spot of Victor Castaneda. Taveras making his second appearance of the season. He did toe the slab on opening day in a relief capacity back on Friday in Wilmington. He pitched, allowed one hit, one walk, one strikeout against the Blue Rocks. On now for Cyclone appearance number two, and he comes on with a runner on third and one out after John Garcia's one-out triple as Asheville trying to add to its already 2-0 lead here in the top of the sixth. Big spot here for Taveras, Justin, to try to keep this thing a two-run game.
Absolutely, and Brooklyn recognizing that, they're going to bring the infield in all around and try and cut off the run. Garcia at third base. Ferreras 0 for 2 has struck out and grounded to second. And the first pitch from Taveras all the way to the backstop. Ricochets back at Osborne, but he can't pick it cleanly. And Garcia scores. A wild pitch and a 3-0 Tourist lead. That pitch just got away from Taveras, and it was somewhat similar to what you saw on Monday night with the Mets and Braves and that ball coming back off the brick wall to Francisco Alvarez. But Osborne just couldn't quite be able to barehand it as he was coming to a sliding stop. As Ferreras takes outside, it's 2-0. And so that run will be added to the ledger of Castaneda this afternoon. 2-0 outside for ball three. Final line for Castaneda. Two innings, three runs, all earned on four hits. A walk, no strikeouts. 38 pitches, 22 strikes as Taveras finds the zone. Three balls and a strike on the Tourist second baseman. Now a foul tip into the glove of Osborne, and the count runs full at 3-2. Dios Muerky, big right-handed arm. 6'5", 256. 24 years old from Mao in the Dominican Republic. This one off the hands in a shallow right. Out is the second baseman, Tillian. And over his left shoulder makes the grab for the second out of the sixth inning. That'll send up the former BYU Cougar, Austin Deming. But Tavares spent parts of 3 years with Asheville, 21, 22, and 23. As Deming takes a strike, it's 0-1. Only made one appearance with the Tourists last year after starting the year on their development list. Spent most of the year in the Astros organization at AA Corpus Christi. As Deming takes a strike, it's 0-2. Signed with the Mets back in late February. Had a career 4.15 ERA with Asheville. As Deming takes outside, it's a ball and two strikes. 23 appearances, 12 starts. The Tourists back in the 2022 campaign. The 1-2. Outside and low, check swing did not go, says Hopkins. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. We'll get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question in the bottom of the sixth inning. Set at the belt, the 2-2, and he got him. Battles back to strike out Deming with the high fastball. And Asheville is retired in the sixth, but not before they pick up a run. Thanks to the John Garcia triple and a wild pitch to the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-0 Tourists on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth, Brooklyn trying to get their bats in gear. They trail by three. Stanley Consuegra, Nick LaRusso, Junior Tilley in the heart of the Cyclones lineup. Due up in the home sixth inning. Series continues tomorrow, back to a 7 o'clock start tomorrow night. The first pitch of the inning to Nick LaRusso, or rather, excuse me, Stanley Consuegra outside for ball one. Stanley 0 for 2 tonight has popped up to the catcher, popped up to short. The 1-0. And there is a called strike. And the count evens at 1-1. Noah Hall will make his Maimonides Park debut tomorrow. Took the loss on opening day. Edinson Batista scheduled to start for Asheville. As Stanley takes a called strike, and it's 1-2. Hear the Wolf all the way from up here from the first base side. Yelling at the home plate umpire, Sean Sullivan, saying that wasn't a strike. And I think Stanley appreciates the support.
Always nice when the fans have your back.
Looked like he needed a second to recover after that. And Stanley takes outside, and it's even, two balls and two strikes. Cyclone faithfuls have made their way back to Maimonides Park. Well, the start of this 2024 season is Consuegra out in front, strikes out swinging. Good slow breaking slider from Cobos. And that's his second strikeout. He's retired all five he has faced tonight. And there's one away for Nick LaRusso.
And Brooklyn offensively really held in check so far this afternoon. Only the three hits. You'd figure you want the heart of the order to try to change that narrative.
Cobos just overthrows that offering. Spikes into the lefty box. It's 1-0. LaRusso popped up to second last time, but Marconi Convo's trivia question of the day. Last night, Cyclones a 3-0 shutout win in their home opener. First shutout in a home opener in 11 years for the Clones. LaRusso fouls it off himself. It's 1-1. Last happened June of 2013 against the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Can you name one or maybe all three of the pitchers Brooklyn used in that victory over the Ironbirds? LaRusso hits it on the ground at third. Fielded by Williams, and his throw nearly pulls Garcia off the bag, but able to keep a toe on it. And there's two away in the sixth. And any thoughts on...
I've got a very random guess. I think he's probably younger than I'm anticipating he is with this guess, but was Tyler Pill a part of it at all?
Tyler Pill was not a part of it. That is a good throwback name. I believe he did end up making the major leagues for a brief spell at one point. As Junior Tillian watches a strike. Tillian has two of Brooklyn's three hits tonight. He's got four knocks in the first two games of this series. It's the last Brooklyn player to pick up a base hit. That was against Swanson in the fourth. He backs out of the way of this pitch. It's 1-1. Any other guesses? Who the...
How about Noah Syndergaard?
It was not Noah Syndergaard. No. It was a little bit before his time. The 1-1, and Tillian pops it in the air in the shallow left. Running out of time to get you the answer. Out is the shortstop, Matthews, and he'll make the grab on the outfield turf to end the inning. But the three pitchers who combined on the shutout that day for Brooklyn in 2013, John Gant went the first five. Tim Peterson went the next 2 2/3. And John Mincone, who you might see on Mets Twitter quite a bit, he pitched the final four outs of that shutout for Brooklyn against Aberdeen in June of 2013 to the 7th, 3-0 Asheville here from Coney Island.
How do we create hope for a cleaner planet? Together. We see you doing your part every day, and we're here to power everything you do with clean, renewable energy. We see you DIYing and mindful downsizing, conscious carpooling and weekend beach cleaning. We see you flower box farming, sapling protecting, and eco-startupping. Everyone finding their electric streak and catching the nature bug. We see you inspiring others by using your power for more. All who've long gone green and all thinking about taking that first step and making a simple switch for collective change. Since 1997, Green Mountain Energy has helped communities light up with hope for a greener future with solar and wind power. So join us for the love of the planet and for the hope inspired by everything on it. Green Mountain Energy, light the future.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
And as we head to the top of the seventh inning, here's Johnny Gadamowicz with the play-by-play.
All right, it is Asheville 3 and Brooklyn nothing as we go to the seventh, 8-9-1, first pitch from Dios Merkey. Tavares is a strike to Jackson Lofton. His second pitch is a ball and misses down and away. And the count 1-1. So Asheville has scored two in the fifth. They went on to score one more in the sixth. Looking for some insurance here as a 1-1 is dirted. And it is 2-1 to Lofton. Jackson so far today hit into a double play, then walked and later came around to score. Part of that two-run top of the fifth for the Tourists. 2-1. Swing and a chopper foul. Caroms off the facing of the Asheville dugout. And it is two balls and two strikes. Brooklyn offensively has been held in check. Cyclones need to get it going offensively. Only three hits so far up until this point. They'll send the bottom third of the order up to bat in the home seventh. 2-2 misses up and away, and it is three balls and two strikes. Tavares, who came on in relief for Victor Castaneda, who did surrender all three runs up until this point. Tavares' payoff, low and outside, ball four. So Lofton aboard, back-to-back bases on balls for the Asheville right fielder, who is aboard for the second time today. And now it's Jaron Williams, one on and nobody out. Castaneda went two innings, allowed those three runs, all of them earned. Didn't strike anybody out, walked one, and surrendered four hits. First pitch, called strike. It's nothing and one. The third and final run Castaneda surrendered was a result of a wild pitch issued by Diosmerky Taveras, his first pitch that he hurled since coming on in relief, credited to Castaneda's line. Pickoff attempt over at first, diving back in safely, no worry for Lofton. And now the attention turns towards the batter, Williams. Nothing and one, the count to him. 3-0 Asheville here, top seven. Ryan Clifford, Brooklyn first baseman, holding the runner on. Taveras, the righty, heaves an 0-1. Misses up and away, back pick try to first. Clifford puts the tag on, but it's not in time. So one ball, one strike to the righty hitting Williams. Lofton did take an aggressive-sized lead off of first. He does a little less so here just in front of the cutout. Waving a miss at a 1-1. Maybe grabbed a piece for a foul tip. And it is 1-2, the Asheville third baseman.
It looked like it maybe caught Osborne's hand there. Gilbert Gomez and the assistant athletic trainer Skylar Nicholson out to make sure Osborne's all right.
It's been a rough game for Osborne. He's taken a couple of bumps and bruises today.
It's been a rough start to the season for Drake between opening night, getting hit below the belt, and a couple of times today he is leading the clubhouse in visits from the training staff, which is not a category you want to lead in. But thankfully he stayed in every time. And Drake's a tough guy. That's part of being a catcher, especially at this level.
Year two in Brooklyn for Drake, one of the returners on this team. Taveras ready to deal a 1-2, big lead off first, swing and a miss. Just reared back and gave him his best fastball. And Williams could not catch up. So Diosmerky Taveras has his second strikeout since coming out of relief. That is only the fourth by Brooklyn pitching, oddly enough. Talk about Nolan McClain, who started this game, punched two. None for Castaneda, and now Taveras has his second. 32 strikeouts by Brooklyn pitchers over the previous two games coming into today. First pitch, called strike, inner half. And Taveras ahead on the leadoff man, Logan Cerny. It's 0-1. But this is a Brooklyn team that has proven they can get you out in numerous ways, whether it's the strikeout or the eight other guys on the field making plays defensively to help out whatever arm might be in the game. Another pickoff attempt for Taveras. Back safely yet again is Lofton. So nothing and one on the leadoff man, Cerny. Logan so far today flew out to center, hit by a pitch, and a sacrifice fly to right field. A one upcoming. Taveras belt set, stares down the righty batter and delivers. Breaking ball misses outside, and it's one ball and one strike.
I don't know if that was trying to be a pitch out there. Osborne came out of his crouch, but then had to reach back down and into field that throw.
Standard arsenal for Taveras, who goes four-seam, slider, changeup. And now the righty batter, Cerny, wants time.
It looks like Ben Simon up and starting to get that right arm loose down the right field line for Brooklyn.
Ball and a strike, one gone. Men on first, 3-0 Asheville here in the top of the seventh. 1-1 pitch. Hit off the handle of the bat, grounded on the right side. Long run for Tillian at second, and his throw to first is not in time. Well, that ball was just too much of a slow roller, combined with how far away it was from Brooklyn's second baseman for Junior Tillian to have any real chance to play. So an infield hit for Logan Cerny puts runners on first and second with one away.
Yes, Cerny, good speed running up the first baseline with Tillian stationed for potential double play up the middle. Long run to his left and made a great effort to make it close at first base, but Cerny clearly beating it out.
Simon continues to get loose, but it appears as if for right now this is Taveras' mess to go clean up. And his first pitch is a called strike to the righty hitting Bryce Matthews, 0-1. Matthews today, single, strikeout, sac fly. Also was caught stealing all the way back in the first. Brooklyn's already turned three double plays today. They'd love another here. A one from Taveras paints the outside corner for a strike. Nothing and two. Matthews 1-for-2 yesterday, a pair of walks. someone who has been a focal point of the tourist offensive attack so far in the first week of the season. 0-2, hit in the air, right field. De Los Santos turns around, retreats backwards, and on the warning track makes the catch. Bangs up against the wall and gets the throw in quickly, but the runner tags to third. Lofton will park in there. Omar did a very nice job to get to that ball. Took a little bit of an odd path to get there, but got there all the same before he banged into the Send in the Clowns advertisement just to the left of the right field foul pole.
Yeah, no, great effort by Omar to run that ball down. And I know the wind is blowing a little bit in that direction, but how about the strength of Matthews to send the ball in that direction to right field? It's a hard ballpark for lefty to hit it out to right field, and Matthews made a bid for an Oppo Taco home run there.
Now Luis Baez trying to make sure this opportunity doesn't go wasted for Asheville, and he does just that. Base hit up the middle past the glove of the ranging shortstop Lugo. Lofton in to score. RBI single for Luis Baez. It's 4-0 Tourists in the seventh.
Talk about it, displaying brute strength. Baez, just 20 years old, went down and got that pitch and got it off the end of the bat, but still enough exit velocity there to get past Lugo to his left. And Baez, who came in to play today among the league leaders in RBI in the early going, adds another to his ledger.
So now it will be Colin Price, the cleanup man. That is the ninth tourist hit so far of the afternoon. First pitch down and in towards the ankles of Price, 1-0.
That's the first RBI for Asheville today, first run for Asheville today that's come on a base hit. Previously, two sac flies and a wild pitch.
1-0. Strike right over the heart of the zone, and it's 1-1. So all four runs that Asheville has garnered so far this afternoon has come off of the Brooklyn bullpen after Nolan McLean started this game, went 3 1/3 scoreless. 1-1. Tavares tried to dot it on the outside corner, could not. Didn't go on appeal on the check swing, so it's 2-1. Price has a couple of singles today. Base hits in the second and the fourth before his fly out in the sixth. Tavares set at his belt, gets the sign from his battery mate Osborne, and delivers a 2-1 that is cranked in the air to left field. Chasing Hernandez back, it's over his head. One hops off the fence, Hernandez collects, the throw-in is cut off and bobbled. Two runs home to score. A bases clearing, two RBI double from Colin Price. And this one is all Asheville. It's 6-0.
That's a similar spot. Price clubbed the two base hit in the ball game last night. Wasn't going to be an easy play for Lugo to turn around and try and throw out the runner looking to score all the way from first base. But once that ball caromed away, that was all she wrote, and that'll be all she wrote for Tavares this afternoon.
Tavares' day is done. Simon in to pitch the conclusion of this top of the seventh. When we come back, it'll be a runner on second and two gone. 6-0 Tourists on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods, plus exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn. Ben Simon grew up a Mets fan, making his Maimonides Park debut with a man at second and two out in the seventh.
Second appearance of the season for Simon, who pitched in the Saturday game over the weekend against Wilmington. And his first pitch, wave and a miss. Good heater from Simon. Nothing and one to John Garcia. If you're just joining us, Asheville has already put up three runs here in this top of the seventh. Most recently, a Colin Price two-run double that has broken this game open for the Tourists. 0-1, wave and a miss. Good breaking ball with some downward spin from Simon. And it is nothing and two. So Tavares' line not yet final, but as of now, as time called by the batter. Inning in a third, three hits, two strikeouts, a walk, and three runs, potentially more. Price on second in scoring position, his responsibility. Simon Head 0-2, we'll see if he goes right at him. He does, wave and a miss, strike three on a pitch down and in. Ben Simon, a three-pitch strikeout to conclude the top of the seventh as Asheville leaves a man in scoring position. Stretch time from Maimonides Park, close with some work to do. Down 6-0 on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
To the bottom of the seventh we go. Unfortunately, if you're listening at home, a Cyclones fan maybe just tuning in, it has not been Brooklyn's day so far. They've been held to just three hits offensively, and defensively, they have surrendered six runs on 10 Asheville Tourists hits. The good news is that the Cyclones do have some time to erase this deficit. We go to the bottom of the seventh, 7-8-9, Smith, Osborne, Hernandez on to face Franny Cobos, the Tourist reliever. First pitch, DeAndre goes the other way, fights it to right field for a base hit. Trickles up against that right field line, and a nice job by the right fielder Lofton to get there, get it in quickly, and keep DeAndre from an extra base hit.
Good piece of hitting there, though, by DeAndre, taking the ball on the outside part of the plate down the right field line.
That's the first base hit of DeAndre's season. And now Drake Osborne up to bat. One on and nobody out. Well, Brooklyn needs base runners if they want to make things interesting here as Osborne takes a first pitch strike, nothing and one. Drake has been on base twice already today, a single and a walk to his credit. Righty-righty matchup. Cobos remains angled towards left center and deals an 0-1 that misses outside for ball one. Middle infield for the Tourists, playing double play depth as the first baseman Garcia holds on Smith about three strides off the first base bag. There goes DeAndre. Pitch misses high for a ball. Throw down, not in time. Stolen base for DeAndre Smith, and Brooklyn has a man in scoring position. So some aggressiveness here from the Clones, who are just trying to get some momentum on their side offensively. Really well-timed run for Smith. who was going hard the whole way and just got underneath the tag put on by the second baseman, Ferreras. 2-1 to Osborne. Here it comes. Drake swings and smacks it on the left-hand side underneath the glove of the shortstop, Matthews. Smith gets the stop sign at third. He'll park there. So runners on the corners with nobody out.
And four of Brooklyn's five hits tonight have come from two of the same players, Junior Tilley and Drake Osborne, each with multi-hit games today. Drake continuing his strong start to his second season in Brooklyn.
Yeah, in fact, Brooklyn hitters 1-5 so far today. De Los Santos, Lugo, Clifford, Consuegra, LaRusso, none of them have reached. Or pardon me, I shouldn't say that. Ryan Clifford does have a couple of walks. But outside of those Clifford walks, nobody has. His first pitch misses outside to Hernandez for ball one. So the bottom of this Brooklyn batting order has been where the action has been so far today. Trying to cash in on an opportunity here with men on the corners and nobody out. Hernandez swings and grounds it foul over the third base bag. 1-1 to the Cyclone left fielder. Hernandez so far today, a strikeout and a ground out. Up to bat now for the third time this afternoon. A little after 4 o'clock with Justin. I'm Johnny. Appreciate you hanging out with us. 1-1 upcoming. Cobos delivers. Hernandez checks his swing and nubs it foul. Just to the right of the batter's circle. And it is 1-2. After Hernandez, we go back to the top for Omar De Los Santos. Saw Jose at DH and first base over the weekend against Wilmington. Today in left field. Utility type man for Brooklyn defensively. Trying to give the Clones their first run of the day, but he swings and misses at a 1-2 offering from Cobos for out number one. Third strikeout of the afternoon so far for Franny Cobos, the right-hander, and the seventh in totality by Asheville pitching today.
Yeah, action in the Tourist left field bullpen with Cobos and his pitch count up over 30. Believe that is the right-hander Jeremy Malero.
Now Omar De Los Santos, first and third, one away. First pitch, De Los Santos takes a called strike, nothing and one. So it is Smith on third after he singled and stole second. Advance up to third on a Drake Osborne single who stands opposite him at first. A one. De Los Santos takes a slider that misses down and in. And it is 1-1 to the Brooklyn leadoff man. Frustrating day at the dish so far for Omar. 0-3. Popped out, struck out, and lined out. Waiting on a 1-1. Here it comes. De Los Santos. Big hack. But all he caught on it was air, and it's 1-2.
He was gearing up, thinking it was a fastball, ready to hit it off his face on the video board.
Righty-righty matchup, and a 1-2 upcoming. De Los Santos rockets it to shallow left, and that falls in for a base hit. Smith home to score. Cyclones have their first run of the day. An RBI single from the leadoff man, Omar De Los Santos, and it's 6-1 Asheville.
Yeah, better late than never. A couple of good at-bats from Brooklyn here in the seventh inning against Cobos. And De Los Santos creating a run for the second straight day for Brooklyn.
Appears to be the end of the line for Cobos, who, as you mentioned, Justin, particularly for a reliever, that pitch count getting up there. So Asheville will make a call to the bullpen. We will confirm that new arm for you after a short break here on Pally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein. Perfect for toasting to a victory.
Beg your pardon. It appeared as if Asheville was indeed going to make the pitching change, but we've been fooled. As it is Cobos still out there, and now William Lugo up to bat. Runners on first and second, and one out. First pitch misses down and away in the dirt for ball one to William Lugo. So Drake Osborne on second, Omar De Los Santos on first after his RBI single. I thought that it was the manager coming out of the third base dugout in Nate Shaver. But either way, no pitching change occurred. 1-0, Lugo pops it up. Right-hand side, this one appears to be headed for the seats, and it does indeed land about six rows deep and takes a hard bounce off of the ground. Fan out to Collette. We'll take home a souvenir. He seems happy about it. One up coming to Cobos, or from Cobos, I should say, to Lugo. He deals. Lugo takes down and away. Two balls and one strike. Williams so far today, three at-bats, three strikeouts. One looking and two swinging. Asheville 6, Brooklyn 1. We're at the bottom of the 7th. 2-1. Lugo takes a called strike on the inner half. Nice job by Cobos, just painting that inside corner on the breaking ball, and it is 2-2. Ryan Clifford looming large on deck. Here's a 2-2 to Lugo. Swinging a rocket through the middle for a base hit. Osborne gets the wave around. Here comes the throw home. Not in time. He's safe. An RBI base knock for William Lugo, who parks in at second base. Omar De Los Santos up to third. And Brooklyn not done just yet. 6-2 here in the bottom of the 7th. And now, indeed, Asheville is going to make a call to the bullpen. So momentum on Brooklyn's side with Ryan Clifford coming up to bat. They should have. But now they'll make the change all the same. So we'll take a break now with this call to the bullpen. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Call to the bullpen for Nate Shaver in Asheville. Brooklyn second and third, one out of the 7th. Two runs already in. Jeremy Malero, new arm in the game, 6'2", 226, 24 years old from Valencia, Venezuela. Malero making his second appearance of the year through a scoreless inning against Winston-Salem on Saturday night, trying to strand a couple of runners in scoring position, but facing the number three batter in Brooklyn's lineup, Ryan Clifford, Johnny.
A non-drafted free agent signee by the Astros organization back in 2017. On in a big spot here. Brooklyn has two in scoring position, down by four, one away for Ryan Clifford. First pitch is a wild one. It goes to the backstop, and De Los Santos home to score with no play. Lugo takes third in the process. So one pitch in for Jeremy Malero, and already one run across the board. Of course, it will be credited against Franny Cobos, who was just removed in favor of Malero.
Well, what are the odds you see that twice in one game? First pitch, wild pitch, run scored.
So 1-0 the count on Ryan Clifford, who had to dance to escape the path of that baseball. And he takes a called strike on the outside corner. It is 1-1. So Brooklyn showing some signs of life here in the home 7th after they have been silenced up until this point. 1-1 upcoming. Clifford pops it up. Left side, third baseman Williams tracks it down in foul ground and makes the catch. One-handed catch out in front of his body, but he reels it in all the same. And Clifford pops out in foul ground for out number two.
Now, that was a long way for Williams to go to chase that ball down. Had to make the play on a backhand. And almost snow-coned it a little bit there, but great running play by Williams, who played a lot of middle infield during his college days.
Four hits in the inning for the Cyclones, all singles. And if Stanley Consuegra can follow suit here, it would make this a two-run ball game. But his first pitch, swing and a miss at a good slider, well outside the zone from Molero. Nothing and one to Stanley. Consuegra today, 0 for 3, two pop-outs and a strikeout. He's got Lugo 90 feet away. A 1. Consuegra takes downstairs. One ball and one strike to the Cyclone center fielder. Well, I mentioned off the jump of this inning, plenty of time still for the Cyclones to get things going, even if they just chip away over the course of the next couple frames. 1-1. Consuegra takes a called strike, and it's 1-2. Don't have to make it all up in one shot, although Brooklyn already 3 across here in this home 7th. Knocking on the door of some more damage with a runner on 3rd. 2 away and a 1-2 count. Here it comes. Consuegra takes low and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Would imagine Ben Simon will come back out for Brooklyn to pitch the top of the 8th after only facing one batter in the home 7th and nobody getting loose down the right field line for Brooklyn. 2-2 upcoming to Consuegra. Molero fires, wave, and a miss. Consuegra down on strikes for the second time today. And Brooklyn weaves a man on third base to conclude the 7th inning. But not before they score 3 runs on 4 hits and leave 1 at the end of 7. 6-3 Asheville on Bowie Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods, plus exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Moving right along, we go to inning number 8 here from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn trailing 6-3. And to take us home on the play-by-play the rest of the way, here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Ben Simon made quick work of the only batter he's faced today. 3 pitches, 3 strikes, and his first pitch of the 8th inning, a strike as well. In the count 0-1 on Pascanel Ferreras. The 0-1, and Ferreras takes a breaking ball low. And the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Final line for Franny Cobos today for Asheville, 2 2/3. Pitch better than his final line would lead you to believe. As Ferreras takes outside, it's 2-1. Did end up charged with 3 runs on 4 hits. No walks. Struck out 3 today. 42 pitches, 30 strikes. 2-1. And Ferreira is off the handle. In the shallow center coming on Consuegra. He won't get there. And it bounces in front of him for a base hit. Consuegra was playing maybe fairly deep out there in center. Had a long run in to chase after it. But couldn't quite get there in time. And so the tourists had the leadoff man on. So one on, nobody out for Austin Deming here in the eighth. Asheville, 6 runs, 11 hits this afternoon. At the most against Brooklyn so far this year. No errors, 5 men left on base. And the first pitch to Deming is a called strike. It's 0-1. Cyclones, 3 runs on 7 hits. No errors, they have left 7. Ferreras takes his leadoff first. Now the one strike pitch. This fought off the Hants, off towards the parking lot. Hopefully he doesn't hit my windshield.
Me and you both.
The count 0-2.
I always try to make sure I park enough rows back where I think I'm out of foul ground territory.
The 0-2. Just a bit upstairs. Good spot from Simon ahead of the count. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. I haven't heard of any sort of disasters with that. Remember seeing a lot of posts about it happening at spring training sites this year. I think Ellie De La Cruz broke Hunter Green's windshield in the early portion of spring training. As a throw over to first, and Ferreras dives back, to which I question, why are Reds players parking so close that they can hit their cars?
You'd think they would know better, in theory.
Ellie and Hunter are both athletic freaks in the best of possible ways as Deming fouls it back 1-2.
How about that inside the park home run from Ellie a couple of days ago?
That was exquisite. A great call from John Sadak on the Reds TV side of things.
It's a perfect pairing.
It really is.
Between player and announcer, the energy, the excitement, the electricity that both of those two guys bring to the table in their respective fields.
Ferreras takes his lead. Long set from Simon, the 1-2. And this one yanked foul down the line and right. And it stays a ball and 2 strikes. And honestly, it's been fun, especially with Ellie this year, not only just watching him on the field, but has made it an effort, a lot like Francisco Alvarez we've seen with the Mets since the tail end of last year, to do more interviews and things in English. And I'm always so impressed, not only from the major league players, but guys we see down here in Brooklyn and across the minors. Is Deming tied up? Did he go? No. On appeal, says the base umpire, Hopkins, and the count even at 2. But it's so hard for these players, not only adjusting to a new culture, living in a different country, but learning an entirely new language while also trying to be the best possible athlete they can be. Is a 2-2 outside and away, 3-2. So impressive that players like Alvarez and De La Cruz and countless guys throughout the Cyclones roster, William Lugo, Stanley Consuegra, Yordani Ventura, who have made such an effort and found the time to pick up a new language while also spending just as much time working on the field. As Ferreras dives back. And I feel like it's somewhat of a duty and sometimes for us as broadcasters to try and at least pick up as much Spanish as we can to try and make them feel at home. As the runner goes, a swing and a miss. Deming strikes out, but Osborne loses it on the transfer. So Ferreras steals second. And Deming down on strikes for the first out of the eighth inning. Second strikeout for Simon. That K brought to you by BKFC. Brooklyn Football Club bringing soccer to Coney Island 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. They had a ribbon-cutting ceremony over at the Optimum Rooftop to our left earlier today. As this pulled to left, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Over to cut it off, Hernandez, rounding third and scoring Ferreras. It's an RBI single for Jackson Lofton, and Asheville leads it 7-3 in the eighth. First RBI as a tourist for Lofton.
Really nice day for Lofton as well. Third time on the bases. He's scored twice, and now he's knocked one in and has a base hit too.
So that stolen base by Ferreras on that 3-2 pitch helps create a run. And the lead for Asheville back to 4 as this pulled on the ground wide of third. Foul ball off the bat of Jaron Williams. 0-1 the count. Williams 1-for-2, has walked, singled, stole a base today as well. Struck out his last time up. That against Tavares last inning. Nashville's put up a run in each of the last four innings after being shut out through the first 13 innings of this series. The 0-1. And there is a strike on the inner half. Williams thought about it, but doesn't matter, and the count 0-2. Stare off towards third. Simon, a throw over, and they got him. Oh, my goodness. Simon looked like he was staring off into the abyss over at third base, and then in a blink of an eye, turned around and caught Lofton napping at first base. What a pickoff move from the righty. So quickly two out. And now the 0-2 to Williams. Checked his swing. Did he go? No, says Hopkins. And a ball and two strikes on the nine-hitter Williams. Brooklyn will have the 5-6-7 hitters due up in their half of the eighth inning, looking to follow up their three-run seventh. Simon from the first base side of the slab, the 1-2. And this pulled foul towards the third base coach's box. Nice barehanded snag by Nate Shaver, with a couple of youngsters out of school today. Day off in the public schools in New York City, and Shaver will make sure that ball gets through the netting and to the young fans, who are two of them down there. One of them each have a ball. The 1-2. Sharing is caring. Is that fouled away, 1-2? Always got to like that. A couple of friends coming out to the ball game. Sometimes, especially when you're going to major league games, not going to be many balls to go around, so sometimes you only end up with one. But both of them get to bring a baseball home and put on their mantle after the game today. 1-2. Low, and it's two balls and two strikes. You ever get a ball at a game, Johnny?
I did.
I am 0 for 32 years.
Really?
Unless you count the ball and the balls that have come through our booth.
Right.
Over the last year plus, the 2-2, and this line at the left over the leaping glove of Lugo for a base hit. So Jaron Williams on for the third time. Another base hit for Asheville today. 13 base hits in this ballgame. Had just five in the opening game of the series last night. And back to the top of the order in Logan Cerny.
Yeah, safe to say that their offense has bounced back in a big way. And again, kind of similar to what we were saying with Brooklyn up until this point in the year. Not just one guy. A lot of different guys answering the call.
Cerny pulls it in the air down the left field line, back towards the warning track. Hernandez, in right in front of the Premio sausage signage, makes the catch as he ranges into foul ground to end the inning. So Simon and Brooklyn limit the damage to one, but Asheville a run on three hits and one left to the bottom of the eighth. 7-3 tourists on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Jeremy Molero back to the mound for the eighth inning. Asheville a four-run lead. Fans, today's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality, visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. Nick LaRusso to lead off for Brooklyn in the eighth. And he takes inside from the three-quarters arm slot, throwing Malero. And the count, one ball and no strikes on the former Maryland Terrapin. Is that high, it's 2-0. LaRusso started his college career at the same alma mater as Ryan Clifford's dad, John, at Villanova University. It was the 2019 Big East Rookie of the Year. As this inside for ball three. Then LaRusso transferring on to the Big Ten in Maryland. And in just 2 years, not only set the Terps' single season RBI record, but set the program all-time RBI mark. And LaRusso aboard. He works a four-pitch walk to start the eighth inning. He's reached in each of the first four games of the season he's played for Brooklyn. It's a high school in Connecticut. Getting a chance to play back in the Northeast, and there's one on, nobody out. For Junior Tilley and a couple of base hits. Popped up to short in his last at-bat. The first pitch to Junior nearly clips him by the belt. Backs out of the way. It's one ball and no strikes. Take a look around the South Atlantic League and the Mets affiliates here in this eighth inning. Bottom of the 4 o'clock hour. 1-0, and Tillian in the air to center. Playable for Cerny in and to his left. He'll make the catch over his left shoulder. One away in the eighth inning. I'll send up DeAndre Smith, 1-for-3. One game rained out. Hudson Valley and Rome, they were delayed for almost 3.5 hours or so before it was called. They'll play a doubleheader over the weekend. I believe that on Saturday, maybe Sunday. And Smith takes outside from Malero. It's 1-0. One game final. That was in North Carolina. Hickory, a 1-0 win over Jersey Shore in 10. Anthony Gutierrez, a walk-off RBI single. As Smith fouls it off the hands, it's 1-1. Everything else in the league later on today. Winston-Salem hosting Greensboro at 7 o'clock. Alessandro Urcolani, great name, getting the start for the Grasshoppers. Wilmington will be in Aberdeen at 7:05. Throw over to the bag, and LaRusso dives back. Diving attempt by Garcia to save it, which he does. Rodney Theophile get the ball for the Blue Rocks, and Zach Fruit on the hill for the Ironbirds, the 1-1. Low, it's two balls and a strike.
Isn't he supposed to be pitching for the Savannah Bananas?
I think he should be at that point. If he's drafted by the Astros, at least he'd have been pitching at Minute Maid Park. So it's fouled away. 2-2, maybe the Rays at Tropicana Field.
I see what you did there.
I don't think you're equating any Orioles with fruit, but for each their own, I guess, as LaRusso dives back. Greenville hosting Bowling Green at 7:05 tonight. David Sandlin. We'll get the ball for the drive in that one. 2-2. Ooh, and it clipped him. And DeAndre immediately brushing it off. Got him right underneath the armpit. Hopefully caught more of the jersey than the body. DeAndre, a smile as he greets John Vaughn up the first baseline. So Brooklyn 2-on and 1-out. And Drake Osborne, the batter, is Colin Price out to talk with Malero, who has thrown more balls and strikes out of his first 19 pitches.
And Osborne has been the tough out all day long. Three at-bats, three trips to the base pads, two singles and a walk.
Osborne has picked up a base hit in each of his first three games this season. Now trying to help the Cyclones chip a little bit closer here in the bottom of the eighth inning. But looking at the Mets affiliates today, full schedule. One game already final. Double A Binghamton winning on the road against the Erie Seawolves. Tigers affiliate, a 4-3 victory this afternoon. First pitch to Drake. And a short breaking ball from Malero in for a strike one. But all four RBIs in that game brought in by former Cyclones, and all four of them played here last year. Parada, Ramirez, Thomas, and Williams. The 0-1 inside. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Tyler Stewart, no decision today, went 4 2/3, gave up 3 runs. Wilkin Ramos, his second save of the year. The 1-1. And Osborne takes outside another slider. It's 2 balls and a strike. 3-hit game for Ryland Thomas. Jet Williams had a double and a triple in that ball game. Both those guys had a plethora of base hits in this ballpark last year. It was a good off-speed delivery from Malero. Had Osborne out in front, it's 2-2. Well, the Mets will be in Atlanta tonight at 7:20. It'll be a couple of former Cyclones on the bump. Jose Quintana, who made a rehab start here last June. Never forget him. The only game he ever pitched for the Cyclones, he was wearing a Paw Patrol jersey.
Oh, yes.
The beauty of minor league baseball. A look at second, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Looked like the changeup that time from Malero. And a big punch out for the second out in the eighth. So two down for the nine-batter, Jose Hernandez, trying to keep the rally alive. But Alan Winans, who made his major league debut last year for Atlanta, was with Brooklyn in 2021, will make the start for the Braves. He was the man called up when Spencer Strider went down. It sounds like he may need Tommy John surgery and will miss the rest of the year as Hernandez can't catch up to the cheese. It's 0-1. Triple-A Syracuse at home tonight, 6:35 against Worcester. Red Sox affiliate. They haven't listed a potential starter yet for that one. The 0-1 outside and low. And the count even at 1-1. And then there's the St. Lucie Mets. They're on the road against Jupiter. Marlins affiliate. Cade Morris, drafted out of Nevada last year, will make the start for the Mets, the 1-1. And Hernandez pops it in the air, third base side. And this one will find the seats, 3 rows back. And a fan holding a beer had a duck out of the way at the last second to avoid having a baseball-sized bruise on his noggin.
That was just in time, too. He was cutting it a little close there.
Well, better safe than sorry. And he ended up being safe there. But for those of you, as we say, the Mets playing tonight, well, don't expect to tune in at 7:20 and hear Keith Radd and Howie Rose. And the check swing, and Hernandez went around, says the home plate umpire, that's strike three. But the Braves just tweeting, they've been rained out tonight, so the Mets will make that up some other time, either this weekend or later this year. Brooklyn strands a pair in the eighth. To the ninth we go. 7-3 Asheville on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Top of the ninth inning. Bryce Matthews, Luis Baez, Colin Price, 2, 3, and 4 due up for the tourists. Sun trying to pick its way back out again from behind the press box. And Ben Simon out for his second full inning of relief. First pitch fastball on the outer half. It's 0-1. Matthews 1-for-3, a single, a sack fly. Now is in the fifth, a fly out to right last time as this one pummeled in the air. Right center field, long run back into his right, De Los Santos, but fighting the breeze. Makes the backhanded catch for the first out here in the ninth inning. We mentioned the Mets postponed tonight in Atlanta. Must be a lot of rain in Georgia. The Rome-Hudson Valley game in Georgia in this league rained out earlier today. But, Johnny, you said the game's going to be made up on
September 26th. How about that?
Got to love that. Nothing like a game rained out on April 10th to be made up 5+ months later.
I wonder what the ticket exchange policy is like for that.
There's a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. I hope it comes with a meal at the Chop House out there in right field. The 0-1. And Baez out in front. It's 0-2. Baez last time up an RBI single in the seventh. It's 1-for-4 today. But our question was in between innings when we found out the date is that fouled away 0-2. And I'll pose it on air as well. Will Jet Williams be on the Mets' active roster when that game is played on September the 26th?
That is the question.
What do you think, Johnny? What's your hunch? The 0-2 is this popped in the air, first base side, and Osborne watches that end up in the seats.
I think there's a couple different trains of thought. I think a lot of it obviously depends on the level of success that the Mets have as a club at the big league level this year. Whereas, okay, if they know they're out of it, not a ton to play for, maybe a little more willing to give some of those upper echelon prospects to call. So I'm going to say I think Jet will be on the team by then.
The 0-2. And Baez in the air, left center field. Consuegra into his right. Diving headlong, and he makes the grab. Oh, the second great catch by Stanley Consuegra today. One up against the left center field wall. And this time, diving like Superman in left center. And there are two out of the ninth inning.
And again, just like his stellar catch first time around, it's a combination of speed and length. Just such long strides, good first step. Knows his range and was able to track it down.
And Colin Price immediately spanks one back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. That is his fourth hit tonight. Three singles and a double. Also has brought in a couple of runs in this ball game. And Price, a sixth-round pick out of Mercer, turning some heads here in Brooklyn this week. Two out, one on in the ninth for John Garcia, who is 2-for-4, tripled and scored back in the sixth. Struck out against Simon in the seventh. There's a called strike. It's 0-1.
How about yourself, Justin? What's your look into your crystal ball?
He said it in spring training this year, and the first time I heard him say it was the tail end of last year, right here on Coney Island before he joined Binghamton as Garcia swings and misses. It's 0-2, that his goal is to be with the Mets in the big leagues by the end of this season. This is a guy who has continued to improve with each passing day in the organization, and I'm not going to bet against him. The 0-2. Outside and low, 1-2. And if he thinks he's going to be there, I have no reason to doubt him at this point.
Yeah,
well, he's shown no signs to make anyone think otherwise.
He has a board that he keeps in his room at home where he writes all those goals. And he's accomplished most, if not all of them, up until this point.
1-2 bounced off the plate, foul. There remains a ball and two strikes. It's going to be fun watching as this season unfolds. No, it hasn't been the easiest of starts this year for the Mets in Flushing and beyond, but there is a lot of talent coming up through the system, and it's going to be fun seeing how players separate themselves, especially here at Brooklyn in the double and triple A levels this year, and see which guys are the ones that get up to Flushing fast and first. See what impact they can have at the big league level. The 1-2 pitch, and Garcia again off the hands towards the parking lot. One on, two out, top of the ninth. Asheville a 7-3 lead. They've scored in each of the last four innings. It's a scoreless game here going into the fifth. But since then, Asheville has picked up seven runs in this ballgame, 14 hits tonight. The 1-2, high on the count. Evens up, two balls and two strikes. Simon, local product. Getting a chance to pitch in the organization of his childhood team, the Mets. This one hit him. Tried to throw a breaking ball, and Simon looking out towards the outfield wall for answers after that one slipped away. And Garcia will reach on the plunking with two out in the ninth inning. It's Joshua Corneli, I believe, loosening down the right field line in case Simon's pitch count gets too high here in the ninth. Now Pascanel Ferreras, who's one for four, singled, stole a base, and scored in the eighth for Asheville. You look at the Taurus lineup tonight. All nine batters have at least one base hit. This out of play to the right, it's 0-1. Price has four of the 14. But all nine have at least one in the hit column. Brooklyn will have the top of their lineup due up in the bottom of the ninth. One outside. Nice sprawling play by Osborne to keep the runners put. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Like there is a little bit of action in Asheville's left field bullpen as well. Osborne again dropping to his knees to turn into a goalie. And does his job to keep the runners put. Two balls and a strike on Ferreras. Simon's pitch count up there as well. He's at 41 on the afternoon. Up over 20 here in the ninth inning. Trying to keep Asheville scoreless in the ninth, though 2-1. And Ferreras bangs it off his front foot. And the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Again, a reminder of the series, back to night games tomorrow, 7 o'clock start. Johnny and I will hit the air at 6:45 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Home debut for Noah Hall, the Mets' seventh-round pick last year out of South Carolina. Edinson Batista for Asheville tomorrow. Another 7 o'clock game on Friday night, the 2-2. And this on the ground is short. Lugo on the forehand, flips to the second baseman, Tillian, and they'll get the force there to end the inning. So Asheville held off the board in the ninth as they do not score on one hit. Two left on the hit by pitch. We head to the bottom of the ninth. 7-3 Asheville on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Call to the bullpen for the Tourists as they try to close up shop here in the bottom of the ninth. They lead 7-3. Brooklyn needs 4 to tie, 5 to walk it off here in the bottom of the ninth. And the new arm is Deyuri Carrasco in the game for Asheville to try to put the icing on the cake. Jeremy Molero's day is done after he goes an inning and two-thirds without surrendering a base hit. Did walk one to three strikeouts. Brooklyn does go back to the top. De Los Santos, Lugo, and Clifford to try to get Brooklyn back in this thing in the home ninth, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Carrasco, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, 24 years old from Cotuí in the Dominican Republic. De Los Santos 1-for-4 with an RBI tonight, and the first pitch from Carrasco, a called strike. It's 0-1. Carrasco gave up a run on three hits. His only inning of work this season, that was on Saturday against the Dash. And there is a short slider for a strike. It's 0-2. Carrasco spent last year at single-A Fayetteville at a 2.49 ERA in 29 appearances, the 1-1. Rather, the 0-2 inside, it's 1-2. Well, Carrasco originally signed by the Astros back in 2016 as a position player. As a shortstop, second baseman, third baseman, De Los Santos tries to hold up but could not on appeal, says Hopkins. And as the sun shines as brightly as it has all day, Brooklyn has one out in the home half of the ninth inning. But Carrasco played 234 games as an infielder at a 681 OPS. As a matter of fact, spent 2 years with the Tourists as an infielder, 2021 and 2022, 96 games at 8 homers and 37 RBIs. As William Lugo takes low for ball one. Actually made his first career pitching appearance with Asheville in the 2021 season as Lugo takes high 2-0. Gave up two runs in one inning against the Greensboro Grasshoppers in August of that year. But when he was an infielder playing third base, the 2-0, and at shortstop as Lugo pulls it foul, it's 2-1. He'd have 100-mile-per-hour registered throws across the diamond. Certainly caught the attention of the Astros, and as he got older, decided maybe to see what he could do on the bump. As Lugo takes inside and low, 3-1, had a great year last year, but Carrasco was a top 30 guy as an infielder, number 26 in 2019 by MLB Pipeline. A 3-1, up and in ball four, and Lugo on base for the second straight time. League-leading eighth walk of the year for Lugo. And Brooklyn has a one-out man aboard in the ninth. Brings up Ryan Clifford, who has walked twice today, 0-for-2. Well, Carrasco, when the Astros were trying to turn him into a pitcher, trying to help craft his delivery, as Clifford takes down and in, it's 1-0. The comparison he kept on getting in terms of his motion was that of a former New York Met and now playing for the other team in the five boroughs, the Yankees, Marcus Stroman. As Clifford takes down and in, 2-0. And Carrasco was in his infancy as a pitcher. Maybe you need that little extra confidence to believe you can do it. They showed him the video, the 2-0 outside 3-0, and Carrasco looked at it and went, oh yeah, kind of does look like Stroman a little bit. You need that confidence, especially in the ball game, as Carrasco talk about the intricacies of being a pitcher, called for a balk there. That'll give Lugo second base ahead of the 3-0 to Clifford. Carrasco last year called for three balks. The 3-0 inside and low ball four. So back-to-back walks on a span of nine pitches to Lugo and Clifford. And all of a sudden, Brooklyn has the tying run in the on-deck circle with one out of the ninth. As Stanley Consuegra tries to keep the attack going. Price, the catcher, first baseman Garcia, both listed as catchers on this Asheville roster, over to talk with the right-hander. It's got to help as a team to have multiple catchers out there at one time. And Brooklyn no different today with Jose Hernandez in left and Drake Osborne behind the plate.
Although usually that other catcher that would be out there on the field. You don't always see them in left field. Usually first base, maybe a little third, depending on what the deal is. But outfield, that's a new one. But that's what Jose Hernandez brings to the table, a unique mindset, to say the least.
Well, Jose did play first base on opening day for Brooklyn. Two on, one out. Consuegra 0 for 4 tonight. And he takes a call at strike from Carrasco. And the count 0-1. Nearing the top of the 5 o'clock hour here in the East. Longest game of the year for Brooklyn. The 0-1. And that misses low. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Carrasco, just 5 of his 15 pitches have been strikes. And after striking out the leadoff batter De Los Santos on 4 pitches, the 1-1. And Consuegra bended his knees, frustrated that he didn't pull the trigger. And Sullivan calls strike 2. Wind still blowing towards the first base line. The 1-2 pitch outside and low. And the count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Consuegra. Nick LaRusso right now represents the game's tying run. He is on deck. A look at second, the 2-2. And he tied him up for strike 3. I think that backswing may have caught Price in the back of the head. It looked like Consuegra was looking back to check on him. Either way, Price all right. Second strikeout for Carrasco. And the Cyclones down to their final out on this Wednesday afternoon. So LaRusso, who walked his last trip in the eighth, trying to keep the game alive and out in front of the off speed. And the count 0-1. But it'll be Hall against Batista tomorrow. Felipe De La Cruz, the southpaw, will take the mound for Brooklyn on Friday against Carlos Calderon. This down and in, it's even at 1. Calvin Ziegler will make his Coney Island debut on Saturday afternoon. Final 2 games of the series, 2 o'clock starts. Jose Gaudez will be on the hill for the tourists in that one. The 1-1. And LaRusso takes it at the knees, and the Cyclones down to their final strike. Ziegler, Gaudez, 2 of the top in the league in strikeouts through 1 start. It'll be Sproat and Bloss again to close out the series on Sunday. The 1-2. And LaRusso off the end of the bat, back to the mound. The former infielder throws a little bit high, but Garcia able to keep his left foot on the bag, and the ball game is over as the tourists even up this series at a win apiece. Her final score this afternoon from Imonides Park on Coney Island in Brooklyn, the Asheville Tourists 7 and the Brooklyn Cyclones at 3. Don't go anywhere, folks. Both the TV and radio side, the recap report is next. Asheville 7, Brooklyn 3. You're watching and listening on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service.
Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Back here on the recap report. Cyclones couldn't quite complete the comeback this afternoon. Asheville jumped out to a 6-0 lead, and they go on to win by a final of 7-3. Asheville with the win, proving their mark on the season to 3-2. Brooklyn with the loss falls to 1-4. As we take you through the game that was today, alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock. It was Nolan McLean against the right-hander to start for Asheville, Nick Swanson, and it was plenty of zeros out of the gate through the first four innings of this one. But after Nolan McLean departed in the fourth, the tourists were able to get to Victor Castaneda in the fifth. Austin Deming singled to start. Jackson Lofton walked, and then Jaron Williams singled. So Asheville had the bases loaded and nobody out in the fifth inning, and that brought up the top of the lineup. And Logan Cerny. Kuliakon went 5-3 with a 3.53 ERA. 2-2. This one in the air. Right field. This will get at least one in. Back goes De Los Santos. Makes the backhanded catch on the warning track. Tagging and scoring Deming. Tagging and going to third is Lofton as Williams retreats to first. It's a sacrifice fly for Logan Cerny, his first RBI of the year. And Asheville has their first lead of the series. It's 1-0. So that sack fly from Cerny made it 1-0 Asheville. Bryce Matthews would follow with a sack fly as well. So the tourists a 2-0 edge after five, and they would add to it in the sixth. With one out, John Garcia tripled into the right center field gap. That would be the end of the day for Castaneda. On came Dios Merky Taveras, and the first pitch he threw did not go his way. Garcia at third base. Ferreras 0-2 has struck out and grounded to second. And the first pitch from Taveras all the way to the backstop. Ricochets back at Osborne, but he can't pick it cleanly. And Garcia scores. A wild pitch and a 3-0 tourist lead. So that wild pitch allowed Asheville to add to their lead. It was 3-0 in favor of the tourists going into the seventh. And that's when Asheville broke the game wide open. Jackson Lofton walked. Jaron Williams struck out. After Logan Cerny singled, runners at first and second. Bryce Matthews flies to right. That puts runners at the corners with two out. Luis Baez would come through with an RBI single. That made it 4-0. But then it was really the player of the game on either side, Colin Price, that really delivered what ended up becoming a death blow for the Cyclones here on this Wednesday.
Taveras set at his belt, gets the sign from his battery mate Osborne, and delivers a 2-1 that is cranked in the air to left field. Chasing Hernandez back, it's over his head. One hops off the fence, Hernandez collects, the throw-in is cut off and bobbled. Two runs home to score. A bases clearing, two RBI double from Colin Price. And this one is all Asheville. It's 6-0.
Colin Price finishing with four hits. That big two-run double, our play of the game. Brooklyn would get on the scoreboard in the bottom half of the seventh inning. DeAndre Smith singled, stole second. Went to third on a Drake Osborne base hit after Jose Hernandez struck out. It was Omar De Los Santos who came to the plate with a chance to break up the shutout for the Brooklyn Bats.
Righty-righty matchup and a 1-2 upcoming. De Los Santos rockets it to shallow left, and that falls in for a base hit. Smith home to score. Cyclones have their first run of the day, An RBI single from the leadoff man, Omar De Los Santos, and it's 6-1 Asheville.
So Omar got Brooklyn on the board, and then following a mound visit, we thought they were making a pitching change. It turned out not to be the case. And then William Lugo, who's off to a marvelous start this year, chimed in as well.
Here's a 2-2 to Lugo. Swinging a rocket through the middle for a base hit. Osborne gets the wave around. Here comes the throw home. Not in time. He's safe. An RBI base knock for William Lugo, who parks in at second base. Omar De Los Santos up to third. And Brooklyn not done just yet. 6-2 here in the bottom of the seventh.
Lugo made it a 6-2 game. That would be all for Franny Cobos. He came out, new arm came into the game, and his first pitch ended up being a wild pitch that allowed Omar to score, made it 6-3. Asheville would add another run in the top of the eighth inning for insurance. Pascanel Ferreira singled, stole second, and scored on a one-out base hit from Jackson Lofton as they win it 7-3 this afternoon. Winning pitcher in this ballgame is the aforementioned Franny Cobos. He improves to 1-0, did give up three runs on four hits in 2 2/3, no walks and three strikeouts. Victor Castaneda suffers the loss. He drops to 0-1, two innings, three runs on four hits. He walked one, did not record a strikeout. Final line score, Asheville 7 runs, 14 hits, no errors. They left 8. Brooklyn 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They stranded 11. Final time of game today. Season long, 2 hours and 54 minutes in front of a crowd of 915. Here on Coney Island this Wednesday afternoon with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard before we say goodbye. Here's Johnny Gadambowitz.
Hey, Justin. Thanks so much. Yeah, we'll start up at AAA where Syracuse and Worcester are going toe-to-toe tonight in Central New York at 6:35. Still no listed probable for the Syracuse Mets in that one, but they'll get underway shortly after 6:30 from NBT Bank Stadium up in the Salt City. Double-A Binghamton already final. They took down Erie on the road 4-3. And if you were with us earlier, we told you all sorts of Cyclones had their, or former Cyclones, I should say, had their fingerprints on that game as the Rumble Ponies take down the Seawolves 4-3. Jet Williams, a multi-hit game where he has a double, a triple, an RBI. Rylan Thomas, a 3-for-4 day. Alex Ramirez, an RBI. Kevin Parada, an RBI. Tyler Stewart, 4 2/3 of three-run ball. So Double-A Binghamton grabbing the win on the road over Erie. And St. Lucie in action later on tonight, 6:30 at the Jupiter Hammerheads, the only other game around the affiliate scoreboard. And as far as the big league club is concerned, the Mets and Braves were supposed to go toe-to-toe tonight in Atlanta, but we now know that that game has officially been rained out, and it will be made up not until September the 26th. So the Mets and the Braves will close up shop towards the end of the season, get that makeup date in as far as the weather is concerned, Justin. You look at the weather not only impacting the major leagues, but plenty of minor league games impacted, particularly mostly in the South. And thankfully, as far as the Met affiliates are concerned, nothing getting impacted by that weather, but the big league club not playing the Braves tonight again. No Mets and Braves this evening from down in Atlanta. They'll make it up on September the 26th. Syracuse and St. Lucie later on tonight. Binghamton already 4-3 winners.
Thank you, Johnny. And the Cyclones will try and get back at Asheville tomorrow night. Back to a 7 o'clock scheduled first pitch. It'll be the right-hander Noah Hall to make his Brooklyn debut. Made his pro debut in Wilmington on Friday, 0-1, a 982 ERA. Edinson Batista will make the start for Asheville. He is 1-0, a spotless ERA. Johnny and I will hit the air at 6:45 tomorrow with the pregame show leading up to our 7 o'clock first pitch right here from Maimonides Park. That'll do it for us here on this Wednesday afternoon. We thank you for joining us for our entire ownership group with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, Ricky Viola, everyone in our control room that helped make our broadcast so successful, as well as my partner Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Brooklyn again, your final. The Cyclones fall to the Tourists 7-3. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday afternoon and evening. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.